Our next stop on the road to Lincoln, round two. Sure, round one may have had some bumps along the way.
Everybody else is in tight. Snap, it'll be a quarterback keeper, and he is hammered, and the ball pops out again!
But we made our way through. On to the next round.
Comes to the left side. He's under pressure. He throws the ball. He's hit. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bowen at the 30, 25, 20. Bowen is at the 15, makes a move. He's at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. Touchdown.
Four more quarters, and we're down to eight. One more win, and you move on. The journey continues on 1550 KICS. A long road trip awaits the St. Cecilia Bluehawks as they get off the bus in Hershey, Nebraska today to face the undefeated Hershey Panthers in Class C2 second round action. Let's get you live out to Hershey now for the call of tonight's game, the play-by-play voice of Larry Kottner.
And good afternoon from Hershey High School football field, along with our studio engineer, Brad Beam, with my partner, Tyson Heffronik. I'm Larry Kottner. We are ready for C2 State High School football playoff action here on ESPN 1550 as the 7-2 Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia take on the 9-0 Hershey Panthers here this afternoon. Let's take a look at the starting lineups quickly for St. Cecilia. At center, it'll be Dallas Kimino. He is a 165-pound senior. At right guard, Ty Mangers, 200-pound senior. At the left guard, Trevor Ernst, a 200-pound senior. Left tackle, Tommy O'Keefe, a 195-pound senior. At right tackle, Lance Schmidt, 215 pounds and a senior. Quarterback is Cannon Howell, a senior, 190 pounds. At the fullback position, Tyler Wilner, senior, 190 pounds. At the I-back position, Avery Driscoll, 160 pounds, senior. Slapback is Gus Clarkey, 155 pound junior. The tight end, Alex Sheehy, a 180 pound senior. And splitting time at the wide receiver will be Alex Tino, 140 pound sophomore, and Jake Cato, 175 pound junior. We'll set Hershey as quick as possible as we get ready for the kickoff of this afternoon's matchup between the Blue Hawks and the Panthers. The Blue Hawks will kick off, go right to left as you visualize this afternoon's contest. Panthers will receive and will be going left to right. Back deep for Hershey, Gage Marshall, starting running back, 5'10", 170-pounder, and he'll await the kick. Also back there is Mason Amwig. He'll take it at about the 5, up to the 10-yard line to the right side, across the 15, still on his feet, to the 20, turns the corner at the 25, eludes a tackler. He'll take it up to about the 30-yard line, brought down defensively at that point for Hastings St. Cecilia. In there on the stop, Daniel Harden, 170-pound junior. Also, Sheehy in there on the stop. It'll be first down and 10 for Hershey at their own 30-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage comes quarterback Logan Weir. Lone setback, the give, and run it tough, breaking tackles up across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Josh Margaretz, 6 foot, 190-pound junior. Let's set the Hershey lineup for you. Center is Adam Steffes, 5'9", 215, a senior. At right guard, Justin Weir, 5'10", 220-pound senior. The left guard, Lane Richardson, 5'11", 270 pounds and a sophomore. The tackles are Ariel Quiroga, 6 foot, 205-pound senior, and Jacob Kugler, 6'2", 230-pound junior. The give to the last man through, that's Marshall, and reverses his field. He'll get the first down across the 40, out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Pushed out defensively by Hastings St. Cecilia's Grant Schmidt. Let's continue with the look at that starting lineup. The quarterback is Logan Weir, 5'11", 165-pound junior. At the running back positions, Josh Margaretz, he's already carried, 6 foot, 190-pound junior, as well as Gage Marshall, who just carried there, 5'10", 170-pound junior. Wide receiver, Chayton Crow, A junior, 5'8", 150 pounds. Tight end is Landon Mawson. Senior, 5'11", 185. On the keep, it'll be quarterback Logan Weir. Not much running room as he is stuffed there defensively by Alex Sheehy. As I mentioned, joined here by Tyson, didn't get a chance to really say too much as we got underway pretty quickly here. But Tyson, we expect really a low-scoring, tough defensive game here this afternoon.
Yeah, as we have two teams that like to run the football here, Larry. Two defensive teams, both have shown some great defense here early on in the first round of the playoffs as we get set to go here. Well, we'll talk more about this game here in just a little bit.
Second down, a deep nine, deep pitch to Margaret. It's going to be thrown for a loss all the way back to the 42-yard line. Good defensive pressure that time. Leading the charge defensively, Tyler Wilnard, 190-pound senior for the Blue Hawks. It is a loss on the play of about six. Back to the 42, going to bring up third down and about 14, almost 15 yards to go.
And Coach Tesmer was alluding to it a little bit in the pregame show, Larry. Both teams very blue-collar, very similar in style. As you mentioned, we expect a very low scoring. I was thinking maybe the first team to 20 might win this football game here this evening.
Weir look over the defense, wants to throw for the first time in the game, rolling to the right, looks downfield, being pressured, trying to elude the pressure, throws on the run, intercepted in Hastings St. Cecilia territory, coming up with the ball at the 32-yard line and returning it to the 41, Jake Cato, as he is able to return it 9 yards, and on the first possession, a turnover by the Panthers, give the Blue Hawks first down and 10 at their own 41.
Big interception there for St. Cecilia, Larry. We talked in the pregame show, we're a very efficient passer on the season. He has 13 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. Make that number 5, Coach Tesmer mentioned, they've got to come out early and get some turnovers and force some pressure on them.
Both these teams coming out now on their first possession of offense. The second off to the right side, getting up across the 50 to about the 49-yard line. Avery Driscoll, the I-back, 160-pound senior, picking up good yardage. He gets the first down, an 11-yard pickup to the 48-yard line of Hershey. Well, these two teams, of course, won in the first round. Both, though, had very tight games. St. Cecilia defeating Thayer Central 16-0. Had to score late to win that one. And then Hershey here at home with a tough one against Atkinson West Holt, winning 13-6. Well, look over the defense. Quarterback is Howell. Ball is loose on the ground, and it looks like Hershey may have come up with it. They do. Down at the bottom of the pile for the Panthers, Jason Davis, 6'2", 295-pound freshman, Tyson.
And that's St. Cecilia had problems against Thayer Central. You mentioned they struggled in that victory. They had 6 turnovers in that football game. Somehow the defense was able to stand strong and force the shutout there. But St. Cecilia, we talked about it, Their turnover problems continue here in the second round.
Of course, snow did fall here in the Hershey area yesterday. Most of the field is cleared. There are some slick spots. I about fell going out to talk to Ryan Smith, the Hershey coach, earlier on. Paige Marshall with the carry. He'll take it right up the middle for a couple to about the 47-yard line. Leading the way defensively, Wilnard. Also out in there, Cody Zexter. Zexter in there also on the stop. It's a gain of a couple for Marshall. Leading rusher for this Hershey Panther team. Second down and 8. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. 3 wideouts to the right side. Tied in to the left side. That's Amwig to give up the middle. Good running room for Margaret. He's going to pick up the first down as he'll take it into Blue Hawk territory to about the 42, 43-yard line. They'll mark it right between, but it's enough to move the chains, first down and 10 for the Hershey Panthers.
You mentioned some of the slick spots on the field. I was talking with the coach prior to kickoff here. Hershey got about 4 inches of snow over that snowstorm that kind of fell through western and in northern Nebraska, and he said near midfield, he says that's where it is still the sloppiest, but they, for the most part, did a pretty good job of clearing off some of the snow before the kickoff.
Maryland I formation being shown by the Panthers to give to the second man through, taking it inside the 40 down to about the 38, 37-yard line. Landon Mawson, 5'11", 185, and a senior, gain of about 5 on the play before he's brought down defensively by Zach Kitten. So to bring up second down and 5 for the Panthers, 8:25 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Each team has turned it over, Tyson.
And both teams in the turnovers, might win this football game. The, you know, it's an old football cliche, Larry, and I hate to use it, but the team that turns the ball over least is probably going to have the best chance of success in this football game.
Weir looks over the defensive front. He'll give it to the last man through. That's Marshall. Eludes one tackler as he dives inside. He's going to be pretty close to a first down. Down at about the 32, 33-yard line. Brought down defensively by Tyler Wilner, who's been in a couple of stops already. And it will be enough for a first down. First and 10 for the Panthers at the 32-yard line of the Blue Hawks.
This is what Hershey is going to have to do today to have success. They're going to have to rotate, continue to get fresh legs in on this run game. And they've got a lot of different backs. We'll get to some of their stats here in just a little bit. But a lot of different backs to choose from. In particular, Gage Marshall, their all-district back, who has over 1,000 yards on the season.
Marshall out to the left side along with Amweg. And our first flag of the afternoon going to be thrown. And we'll have to see who this is whistled on. Was before the snap of the ball. And it's going to be legal procedure against the Panthers. So 5-yard mark off back to about the 37-yard line. Bring up first down and 15 for Hershey. So we mentioned both these teams winning last week. This is the number 3 and 6 seeds. They were both home teams. Winner of this will play the winner of the matchup between Sutton and Battle Creek. That contest scheduled to get underway at 5:30 in Battle Creek. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. Weir looks over the defense. He'll hand it to the first man through. Not much running room. Delayed handoff intended for Margaret's. Margaret's had nowhere to go as that defensive front was right there, Tyson, for a 2-yard loss back to the 39.
So far, good job on that St. Cecilia defense, at least on that play of containing, watching that football. You mentioned, look at how many backs that they have to choose from there in that backfield, and they're staying with the football, and that's going to be key moving forward.
Clock running with 6:53 to go, opening quarter, no score. Panthers at the 39-yard line of St. Cecilia. Second down and 17 to give to Marshall following his blockers. Had some room, but it kind of closed off as coming up there and really fighting off the blocks and making the tackle that time was Grant Schmidt, just a freshman, 165-pounder, and he really fought off the block and really make that play.
He's one that the coaches have a big eye on moving forward on that Hawks defense. He has already done some pretty special things as a freshman, and we're going to get used to that name moving forward here at St. Cecilia.
Gage Marshall picking up a couple of yards on the play. So far, he has not really eaten up very much yardage against this Blue Hawk defense. Couple on that one. Third down and 14. Actually, third and 17, or 15. Back to pass. Weir, he's got a man downfield. Tipped away down at about the 15, 16-yard line. Pass intended down there for Crow. Was a little high. Tipped away down there by Avery Driscoll. So it's going to bring up fourth down and 15 for the Panthers at the 37-yard line of the Blue Hawks.
And I've had an opportunity to get to do a few St. Cecilia games this year. Their defense, this is kind of symbolic here. They're going to, looks like they're going to drop back to punt here, but symbolic, the bend don't break mentality this defense has shown all season long, and we have a play in.
Landon Mawson will be the punter. He'll kick from his own 48 and taking it at about the 11-yard line and being dropped at about the 15 immediately is Jake Cato, who had the interception earlier. 4-yard return. Dropped there by the Panthers, so the Blue Hawks will have it for the second time here in the ball game. They'll mark it just beyond the 15 at about the 16. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks at that point.
We'll have to see how St. Cecilia responds on this offensive drive after the fumble ended their last one.
Cato will go out wide to the right side. Otherwise, everyone in pretty much tight. The give to the last man through. Running back is Driscoll. He'll take it up close to the 20-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play, and they're defensively Terrence Whiting leading the way defensively. It's a gain of 4, second down and 6 for St. Cecilia. Other side of this West bracket features Donovan Trumbull and Crofton. That game got underway at 4 o'clock. And then also at 4:30, North Platte St. Pat's against Blue Hill. The give, not much running room up the middle. Really, no gain on the play, maybe a yard. Carrying the ball that time for St. Cecilia, Tyler Wilnard, in there defensively. Justin Weir on the stop for Hershey. It's a gain of about a yard, third and five.
One of the things that St. Cecilia is going to have to figure out offensively is how to match up against the size battle on both on the offensive and defensive lines. Hershey wins that battle here.
Wide out stateside, out of the gun, the throw. Decato out in the flat. Can he break the tackle? No. He is going to be dropped for a loss back at about the 20-yard line. Wilner Decato, and in there defensively to make the first hit was Tanner Kosmicki. He is a senior for the Panthers. Going to bring up fourth down and about six, almost 7 yards to go with the clock running here at 4:20 to go first quarter. So a punting situation for St. Cecilia. Aaron Gonzalez will step back to his own 5-yard line. Awaiting the kick will be Mason Amweg at his own 41. Also back there is Crow. The kick is a driving kick. It'll take a good St. Cecilia bounce all the way to the 40-yard line. Touchdown there at that point by Harden. It'll be first down and 10 for Hershey at their own 40-yard line. No score. 3:59 to go here in the first quarter. C2 football playoff action, second round action here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
So far, a game that just matching up exactly how we thought this game would go. Two teams playing very blue-collar. I've only seen one passing attempt so far, or two passing attempts, excuse me, for Hershey. One was intercepted. So, again, look for this game. There'll be a lot of this game to be on the ground today.
Quarterback Weir, he'll give it up the middle. Good running room for Margaret. Margaret's going to get the first down as he'll pick up 11, taking it all the way into St. Cecilia territory at about the 49-yard line. Defensively on the stop was Gus Clark leading the way for St. Cecilia, but it's not until Margaret's was able to pick up the first down just inside the 50-yard line in St. Cecilia territory.
Larry, we talked a lot about Gage Marshall being the 1,000-yard rusher, but so far much of the ground game has been done by Margaret's.
Yeah, and he's done a good job. They'll give it to Marshall here. He'll cut back inside, gain about two, maybe three. Flag flies right into the pile. And that is usually where you'll see the holding call. We'll wait and see. It's either usually holding or face mask at that point. The official moves the penalty, moves the penalty flag, which usually will indicate that that is a holding call. They tack it over. The official will look our way, and it is a holding penalty against the Panthers of Hershey. It was a gain of about three down to the 47, 48-yard line. It's a spot foul from the 48, so the penalty will take it back into Hershey territory at about the 42 and bring up a first down again. But it'll bring up first down and about 18 yards to go. They'll mark it between the 42 and 43.
Got to be frustrating for Coach Smith here in these Hershey Panthers. It seems like every time they get the offense moving a little bit, get moving into Blue Hawk territory, penalties kind of stunt the drives here. And now we got a long way to go to make that first down for the Panthers.
Wide out to the left side goes Amweg. To the right side, Crow. In the slot is Mawson. They'll give it up the middle. Short running gain, up to about the 47 by Margaret's, pulled down there by Alex Sheehy. It's a gain of close to four on the play. Let's call it second down and 14 for the Panthers at that point. Well, for the most part, it has been a ground game. We thought we would come in here and see a ground game and a defensive struggle, and that's what it's been so far.
Yeah, so far ground and pound, trying to work out, trying to find ways to get around this defensive line on both sides. Sort of a chess match, if you will, early on.
High formation, back to pass. We're not going to have much time. Throws as he's going. Almost intercepted at the 37, 38-yard line. And that would have been a big opportunity for Lance Schmidt as he had some clear sailing downfield. Now, a flag is also down back where the quarterback Weir went down, and they're going to call intentional grounding on quarterback Logan Weir. There was no one out there other than Schmidt, so he was in the pocket, didn't get it back to the line of scrimmage, and so that will be, of course, the loss of down. They'll mark it clear back there at the 36-yard line.
Boy, and Larry, this drive for Hershey has just really gone in reverse here.
And they'll also, of course, then tack on the 5-yard penalty, so it will go back to the 31-yard line. So it's going to bring up third down and 39 yards to go for Hershey. They need to take it. I think I said 39 yards to go. They need 29 yards to get my math straightened out. They'll need to get it to the 40-yard line of St. Cecilia. Wideouts to each side. Straight eye formation. In the slot is Mawson. They'll just give it off to Marshall. Marshall will run it. He's got some running room to the outside. 35, 40, 45, 50. Knocked out of bounds at about the 42. Knocking that ball loose, and it was Driscoll, but it immediately went out of bounds. But that was a nice gain of 22 for Gage Marshall as they just decided to run it on that third down and long.
Well, tell you what, Larry, that might not have picked up the first down, but in terms of field position, when you're taking that field position battle, that was a huge run for Marshall and Hershey here, because St. Cecilia is going to have to line up back once again with their back feet at the 10-yard line.
And in a game like this, field position and turnovers are huge. Mawson being pressured, delays on the punt, now kicks it off, and the punt will land at about the 21, taken there by Driscoll with the fair catch. So the Blue Hawks will have it first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They'll mark it 21 with 2:26 to go here in quarter number one.
St. Cecilia in that second drive there, unable to really get anything going offensively as they were just manhandled there on the offense, tried to swing it to the outside on the last play. That didn't have anything to do. We'll see what they draw up here on this, their third drive.
And don't forget, coming up at the halftime, it is the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. Keep it right here on ESPN 1550. To give up the middle, struggling for yards up to about the 25, 26-yard line. Ball carrier that time for St. Cecilia was Driscoll, as he'll gain about four on the play. Bring up a second down and six for St. Cecilia. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. It's been a defensive struggle so far, no score. Each team has had it three times. Each has turned it over once. The give to Driscoll again. He'll dive ahead up to about the 30-yard line. Leading the defensive charge that time was Amweg. It's a gain of four, going to bring up third down and very short at the 30-yard line. Third and probably less than a yard to pick up the first down here.
Pretty consistent running for Driscoll, averaging 4 yards a carry, picking up 13 yards on four carries so far. Haven't seen a lot of Patrick Herman yet, waiting to see when they bring that power side into this game.
So third down and short. Wilnard looks over the defense. Check that. That's Howell. Howell, the quarterback, will take it across the 31-yard line up to about the 32. Should be enough to push the chains forward for a first down. Nothing fancy, just following those big guys up front. Ernst, O'Keefe, Schmidt, Kimino, Mangers, those guys up front doing the job.
I think St. Cecilia is kind of showing that this game is going to be one of those that you just want to keep the sticks moving, keep the ball, keep the possession, keep getting those four down opportunities, and keep this clock moving and in this game on the ground.
Two tight ends out wide to the left side is Tino. I formation on first and 10. Give to the last man through. That's Driscoll breaking a couple tackles. He will not break the last one as he'll get about 5 yards, and a late flag comes in at the 36-yard line in there defensively for Hershey. Tanner Kosmicki, also Terrence Whiting. We'll see what the penalty is all about here. It's a 5-yard gain on the play from scrimmage. The officials talking it over. It came right at the end of the play. It'll be a face mask. Just the 5-yard variety. It's not the personal foul face mask. But the 5-yard penalty should be pretty close to enough to get the first down. It might be just a little short at about the 41-yard line. Probably bring up, well, and with the penalty, it'll bring up first down again. So it'll be that rare first down and one for the Blue Hawks.
So far, penalties both offensively and defensively. Some miscues here early for Hershey.
Clock ticking, 43 seconds to go, opening quarter, no score. St. Cecilia with their best drive so far, and movement on both sides of the ball, but not sure if Steph has penetrated the neutral zone, but the left tackle jumped for St. Cecilia, and they'll call it a legal procedure against false start, actually, against Hastings St. Cecilia. So they'll bring up first down and six. Still not a bad first down situation for the Blue Hawks. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Tino out wide to the right side. Out of the eye. Powell, he'll give it on a end around. Gives it off to the slot back, Gus Clark. Not going to pick up much yardage. Looked like little, maybe a yard on the play is coming in there to make the stop. Defensively was Amweg. It's a gain of about a yard, second down and five, and that's going to be the final play of the opening quarter. It's been a defensive struggle so far. Hershey nothing. Hastings St. Cecilia nothing. Come back after 60 seconds here on ESPN 1550.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Back to Hershey we go to the second quarter. Second down and four. Bad pitch behind, and Driscoll going to have to run it down. Howell trying to make a little too much of a play there, dumping it out as he was being hit, and Driscoll did a great job, Tyson, of covering that one up back at about the 29-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 12. Loss of eight on the play.
One of those typical plays as a quarterback where you just would rather, as a coach, to see the quarterback just rather take the hit, take the loss instead. As he's pressured, tries to make too much out of a play, like you said, the pitch goes behind him. Great job by Driscoll to recover and keep Blue Hawk possession.
Howell look over the defense, a six-man front. He'll keep it on an option. Now pitch out late. Driscoll turn the corner at the 30, 35. He'll take it up to about the 37, 38-yard line. Will not get the first down, as over there defensively, once again, Amweg also helping out Adam Steffes, 5'9", 215-pound senior. Good gain of eight on the play, but they needed 12, fourth down and four.
Despite the penalty early on by Hershey that gave the Hawks good field position, once again, the defensive line so far winning this battle in the trenches against St. Cecilia as another drive stalls out here for the Hawks.
Been an active game for the punters here so far this afternoon. Gonzalez awaits the snap at the 25. Gets a booming kick that'll hit at about the 28. Ball is loose. It's down on the field. St. Cecilia says they've got it. We'll see what the officials say they do. Down at the bottom of the pile, coming up with that loose ball, is Tyler Wilnard. So it'll be first down and 10. St. Cecilia at the 30 of Hershey on the second turnover by the Panthers.
And that might have been just the break the Blue Hawks were looking for. They are having trouble moving the football against this Hershey defense. And now with a muff punt, Blue Hawks set up with great field position here with 10:37 to play.
Wide out to the right side goes Cato. Again, out of that I formation. Clark in the slot. They'll give it to Driscoll up the middle. Not much running room. Down to about the 28-yard line. In there, Jason Davis, the big kid, the freshman, along with Justin Weir, colliding in there on Driscoll to stop him for a gain of about a yard to the 29 is where they'll mark it. Second down and nine for the Blue Hawks with 10:18 to go here in quarter number two. No score from the Hershey High School football field. Up to the line of scrimmage come the visiting Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. We're in their road white uniforms. Both teams wearing black pants here today. Hershey in their home blue uniforms. Colors for both schools are blue and white. Out of the eye, the give, the last man through. That's Driscoll, breaks the tackle, gets to the outside, tries to pick up the first down. He'll be inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line. Going to come up a couple of yards short and bring up a third down and two situation for the Blue Hawks at that point. Clock will stop on the out-of-bounds play at 9:54.
We'll see here what the Blue Hawks elect to do. Once again, the defensive line of Hershey so far have been tough to drive against. We'll see if St. Cecilia elects to try to pound it up the middle for 3 yards or draw something up here.
Howell's going to look over the defense. He'll deep pitch over to the right side to Driscoll. Driscoll trying to get to the outside. Has the first down. He'll take it down to about the 16. A flag is down, though, back at the 26. And now they'll throw it back to the 22. And again, when you see them move the flag, that's a spot foul and more than likely holding, and that's what it is. So a big call against the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They had the first down yardage, Tyson, but the penalty is going to move it back beyond the 30.
And so far, penalties are kind of playing a factor just as much as turnovers have in this football game. It just seems like when both offenses are getting rolling, penalties push them back even farther. So this is going to be another 10 yards off that. And so we're third down and now 13 here. Tack on a little more yards for the Hawks to gain to try to get that first down.
Well, as we mentioned, all the four games that are in the West bracket, they're all on radio stations of Platte River Radio.
Yep.
And we'll run that down here in a moment, but a big play here, a third down and almost 13, actually. The deep pitch will be to Driscoll, not going to go anywhere. Maybe a yard, if that. What a great open field tackle by Amwig, as Mason Amwig dropped him for really no gain on the play, fourth down and 13.
And it was a good tackle because you saw a lot of green in front of Driscoll had he got past Amwig there. Amwig just going low, going for the legs. And brings down Driscoll and sets up another fourth down here. It looks like the Hawks elect to punt.
And they're going to try to pin Hershey back deep. So for the second time here in this ball game, they do not take advantage of a Hershey turnover. Low snap. Gonzalez angling for the right corner. Nobody there. It'll hit at the 5 and go on into the end zone. Did not take a St. Cecilia bounce. It took a Hershey bounce and went on into the end zone. So Hershey avoids any disaster on the turnover on the muffed punt at their own 20 or at their own 31 yard line. They'll have it now first and 10 at the 20.
And they're going to get the ball really about where they would have received the punt on the fair catch a few plays earlier back in still the first quarter.
So wide out to the right side now for Hershey is Crow. And again, another fumble. This time, though, Margaret's able to fall on it back at about the 17-yard line. So both teams really having trouble hanging on to this football.
And I'm not sure whether the ground might be still a little bit soggy with, you see the snow got cleared off. Maybe that football is a little bit soggy. And but definitely what you mentioned, Larry, some ball control issues here early in Hershey.
And there are some icy spots along the lines. You can see one right on the 30-yard line on that north side. Give to Margaret's good running room up the middle. He'll take it across the 20, 25-yard line to about the 26. That was a good game by Margaret's. Sheehy in there on the stop defensively for the Bluehawks, but it's a gain of 9 on the play for Josh Margaret's, and he'll bring up third down and a short 4 for the Panthers of Hershey with 8:04 to go here in the first half. No score in this ball game.
Let's do a quick furniture scoreboard update. Some games in C2. Donovan Trumbull leading Crofton in the third quarter by the score of 20-0. North Platte St. Pat's on top of Blue Hill by the score of 14-12.
A Donovan Trumbull game over on Classic Hits, 98-9. Give up the middle. Margaret's not going to go anywhere. Sheehy leading the defensive tackle. And it's a gain of about a yard for Margaret. It's going to bring up fourth down and 3 for Hershey at their own 27-yard line. By the way, that St. Pat's and Blue Hill game is over on the Breeze. That started at 4:30. And so that contest going. And now deep snap to Moss. And, wow, he booms a kick. Be taken by Cato back at the 31. Eludes a tackler, 35-40. Down the left sideline, 45. And he got hammered out of bounds. Late hit. He was hit out of bounds right at about the 46-yard line. And that was a huge hit. Came late, and it's going to be against Hershey. This is going to set St. Cecilia up in great field position.
And a nice return there for Cato, backpedaling out of danger and then finding the sideline. And as you mentioned, it gets towards the sideline, takes either, I'm not sure, it was on the far side there, so I didn't get a great look at it. Don't know whether it was a hit to the head or whether he was able to step out of bounds and then the hit came. We'll find out here from the referee.
Well, from what I saw, it looked to me like it was a late hit. It looked like he was just coming just to the edge and just out of sight, out of bounds, and then took it right underneath the shoulder pads.
It's still a
late hit, but an impressive hit, and certainly one that Cato is going to remember next time he goes that way.
Well, the days of having some of those big hits like that, even if you're close to the sideline, have pretty much come to an end. You see it not only at this level, but also at the college and pro level, where they really call that tight. And so the 15-yard penalty is going to take it all the way down inside the Hershey 40 at the 39.5-yard line. So the Blue Hawks with pretty good field position after that penalty.
And the coaching staff got to be preaching no turnovers, no big penalties here. Neither team so far been able to take advantage of good opportunities to put the football in the end zone.
Al gives it up the middle. Not much running room. Maybe a yard at best. Hold the Francie front in there for the Panthers of Hershey. Wilner on the carry that time. Maybe a yard at best, leading the way, Lane Richardson. He's just a sophomore, but he's a big kid. 5'11", 270. Second down and 9 for St. Cecilia. Al looks over the defense. He'll show a 5-man front with the Panthers. In motion goes Clark left to right. And a flag will fly from the side judge. So we'll see what this is all about, whether it's against Hastings St. Cecilia or Hershey. And it's going to be legal procedure against the Blue Hawks. So another big penalty costing now St. Cecilia once they've had another opportunity in Hershey territory.
Yeah, and these are frustrating penalties, Larry, because these are penalties, the motion penalties, the false starts. Those are stuff that, you know, you hope by the second round of the C2 playoffs that your team is kind of shook and gotten out of the system a little bit. But both teams are struggling with penalties. And as we've mentioned a little bit earlier, some ball control issues here. That's why we still have the 0 points up on the scoreboard from either side.
Second down and 14, the ball at the 43-yard line of Hershey. 6:18 and counting, second quarter, no score between the Panthers and the Blue Hawks. Give to Driscoll up the middle. He'll take it inside the 40, down to about the 39-yard line, but pretty much just getting it back to the original line of scrimmage brought down defensively by Steffes. So third down and about 9. They'll mark it inside the 39-yard line, so big play here. Carl Tesmer been coaching St. Cecilia since the 70s. He's been at St. Cecilia for a long time. Ryan Smith, a lot younger guy, been coaching since the 90s, but he's pretty much been here at Hershey all the time. So both these coaches familiar with their schools and their communities. Third down and 9. The give. No, the fake. The throw. Howell going deep. Got a man out there. Overthrows him. Down at the 12-yard line. Pass intended down there for Hastings St. Cecilia's Zach Kitten. And he was open.
And Zach Kitten, I believe, he's a sophomore on the season. He's shown some pretty special big play abilities. The Hawks like to look for him in big play opportunities. Cam Howell just misses him just high on that passing attempt.
Yeah, and that was a play action pass, a nice fake on the quarterback part of Cannon Howell, and then to throw it downfield, but just a little long. Wind is not a factor here. It's been one of the few games this year, but it hasn't been a factor. The kick by Gonzalez, he tries to angle it again, and this time he gets a good roll as he kicked that one low, and it'll go out of bounds at the 10, maybe the 11-yard line. Hershey will be back in a hole to start this drive.
A lot of ground to make up here for the Hershey Panthers. Once again, backed up at their own 10-yard line. Let's do a quick Furniture Direct scoreboard update. We see now that Blue Hill and North Platte St. Pat's has gone to halftime. That is a 14-12. North Platte St. Pat's still in the lead. That game, once again, at the half in this C2 Western side of things.
That one just down the road at North Platte St. Pat's. Figured to be a good game. Give off the right side. Carrying the ball is Mawson for Hershey. It's a gain of about 3 up to about the 12, 13-yard line. Going to bring up a second down and a long 7 for Hershey Panthers at that point. No score. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number 2. Hershey Panthers and the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Second round action in Class C2 here on ESPN 1550. The give after the fake will go to Marshall. Marshall breaking some tackles. He's going to pick up the first down up across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. Driscoll in there on the stop defensively for the Blue Hawks, but not until Marshall. Well, let's check and see. Now they're going to mark it closer to the 20, so it looks like he might be just a bit short. And bring up third down and short for the Panthers. So I was a little premature with that call. Thought that he actually got it out closer to the 21. But they'll move it back, and it'll be third and short for the Panthers. Landon Mossad now in there at quarterback. And he'll keep it. Dives ahead. Going to be very close. Didn't get much. Yeah, St. Cecilia really stacked the line that time, Tyson.
Good job by the defensive line there to stack in, and the outside linebackers getting to the ball really quickly. This is going to be a close spot. Are we going to bring the chains? No, good for the first down.
It's enough for the first down.
Close.
Leading the way inside, trying to keep him from that was Zexer. He did a good job on Mawson, but Mawson was able to just kind of squeeze through a hole and maybe get about a half yard, and that's all they needed.
Yeah, they didn't need much after that 8-yard run by Gage Marshall on the previous play.
First down and 10. We're back in there. Quarterback gives it off to Marshall. Marshall to the outside, going to pick up another first down. He'll be run out of bounds up at about the 35-yard line. Pushed out defensively there by Schmidt, but it's a gain of almost 14. They'll mark it inside the 35. Yeah, let's call it 14 on the play. First down and 10. For Hershey at their own 35. Clock is a factor now with 3:32 to go here in the half, but both teams have their full allotment of timeouts.
It didn't hear a lot about Gage Marshall in the first quarter other than that 22-yard run. He seems to be picking up steam as we roll along through this football game.
Fake to the give on the first man. They'll give it to Marshall, and he's not going to go anywhere this time. Wilnert in there on the defensive stop. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for Hershey. The ball right in the middle of the field. Beautiful night here in Hershey. It is on the chilly side, but, hey, it's early November, and we don't have a breeze, and it could be a lot colder, might be a little colder by the end of the game.
Yeah, we are fortunate. You look at those wind socks on the goalpost there. They are absolutely straight down, so no wind out here tonight in Hershey.
Maryland I formation, deep pitch to the right side. Marshall just watching his blockers in front of him. He'll follow those blockers for a couple-yard gain. Sheehy will run him out of bounds at about the 37, it'll be a gain of a couple on the play. Third down and 8 for the Panthers. Clock will stop at the 2:49 mark here in this second quarter. So a big play here now for Hershey on this drive. Both teams have moved it fairly well between the 30s, but no one's really threatened to put one in the end zone. Timeout going to be taken by the Panthers. We'll take it with them. 30-second break. Here on ESPN 1550, no score from Hershey.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Welcome back to Hershey, Nebraska for the second round of the Class C2 state playoffs. The Hershey Panthers playing the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. That last timeout brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics. Do you find yourself taking a timeout from doing things you love because of pain in your back or legs or hands or feet? As your neighbor and orthopedic provider, Hastings Orthopedics' commitment always has been to provide you with the best orthopedic care when you need it. Once again, Hastings Orthopedic Care, proud sponsor of tonight's game on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Big third down play here for the Hershey Panthers. Third down and 8 at their own 37-yard line. Neither team has put anything into the end zone. No points on the board with 2:49 to go here in the second quarter. Big play, back to pass, rolling to the left. Weir wants to throw, being pressured. Schmidt after him and looking for some blocks. He's not going to get any yardage. May have even lost a yard. Good coverage downfield as closing in to make the tackle for Hastings St. Cecilia, Cody Zexer, along with Tommy O'Keefe. No game, maybe even a loss of a yard on the play. Let's call it fourth down and 8. They'll mark it between the 36 and 37.
Once again, the punters continue to work their legs. Their legs are going to be, even though we're playing out in the cold, they're going to need to ice down those legs after this football game.
Good snap back to Mawson. He'll boom one, and it'll be taken. No, Cato's going to let it go at the 27. Now he'll pick it up at the 25. Up to the 30, And he'll be dropped after a gain up to about the 34-yard line. Over there, defensively for Hershey, leading the way, Jacob Kugler, also Tanner Kosmicki. So we'll see what St. Cecilia can do now. With 1 minute and 59 seconds to go before halftime, neither team has put any points on the board. Let's remember, though, Blue Hawks have all three timeouts, Tyson.
Blue Hawks have all three timeouts. They'll get the ball back in the second half as well, so we'll see if they can't maybe get one at least in field goal range here and then get the ball back to start off the second half.
Lone setback is Wilner to give it to him off the right side. Good running room. He's into the open, 45-50. 45, 40, down the left side, 35, 30. The race is on. Inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Tyler Wilner takes it the distance. 65 yards, and St. Cecilia is on the board with 1:46 to go in the first half. 6-0 Blue Hawks.
Maybe the and first big run of the game, too. First time past that Hershey defensive line. Simple counterplay, Larry. Fake the defense going one way. Wilner takes it the other way, and then off to the races he went.
And Coach Tesmer showing a different formation than he had shown all game long, where the two backs were really slotted and facing in. And that counter, as you mentioned, and then the cutback by Wilner, he showed his speed, taking it 65 yards for the score. Now the PAT kick. It'll be Schmidt with the kick attempt, and it is up and just inside the left upright. So on the 65-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilner, the PAT kick by Grant Schmidt, your score, St. Cecilia 7, Hershey nothing. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Nebraska here for high school football here on 1550, presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stoley Park Road and Webb Road, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Pretty good football game that we've got to call here, Larry. St. Cecilia up 7-0 with 1:46 to play in the first half.
Both teams really struggling to get anything going, and then all of a sudden, St. Cecilia on a one-play drive, Wilner with a good 65-yard touchdown run. So it'd be Gonzalez to kick it off for St. Cecilia from the 30 or from the 40-yard line. It's going to hit at about the 18, then go out of bounds down inside the 10. So the penalty will fly there. We'll see what Hershey chooses to do, if they'll have him re-kick or take the ball out at the 25. Now it looks like the Panthers choosing maybe to take it at the 25, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. And as we get set to go here once again, St. Cecilia scoring on that last play. Let's just kind of backtrack to that last play. We talked with Tesmer before the game. He mentioned one or two big plays might separate, and now it looks like we are going to be moving back to the 35-yard line.
That's right. In 11-man football, it is the 35-yard line that they'll mark it at. So good field position for Hershey. They still have two timeouts left with a minute 46 remaining here in the half. The winner of this game will take on the winner between Sutton and Battle Creek. Hershey would have to go on the road in the quarterfinals if they win. St. Cecilia, they win this game, they're back at home at Duncan Field. Out of the I formation, the give. Off to the left side, it'll be Marshall. Marshall up to about the 40-yard line. Then quickly turned back, leading the charge, Gus Clark for St. Cecilia. Sheehy also helping out. No huddle now for the Panthers. They'll send wideouts to each side. Minute 26 to go here in the half. 7-0 now. Blue Hawks on top. Deep pitch right side. Marshall trying to turn the corner. He's not going to go anywhere. He is going to be dumped for a loss back to the 38-yard line. Schmidt in there leading the way defensively. Also in the area was Lance Schmidt. So Lance and Grant Schmidt combining for the stop. It's a loss of a yard back to the 38-yard line. Third down, long six between the 38 and 39.
And the clock's still running here. Neither team electing to take any timeouts. I find that interesting, especially with St. Cecilia, with three timeouts not wanting to stop the clock here.
Well, and if Hershey doesn't get a first down, they may use one here. The give right up the middle. Margaret's, he's not going to get the first down as he'll take it up to about the 41. So, you know, the Panthers won't probably take one now. Clock is running. Both coaches right now, I think, content to maybe go to the locker room with the score the way it is. Hershey will have to punt with 21 seconds to go.
See here if St. Cecilia elects to bring the house, so to speak, and try to get good field position.
Mawson will stand back at his own 26-yard line. Not going to be more than one play here. Yes, he takes the snap with 7 seconds to go, booms the kick. Cato will take it at the 27, up to the 30, trying to get to the outside. He will not, and that'll be the final play of the first half. So we go to the halftime locker break. It's 7-0, Hastings St. Cecilia leading Hershey. Stay tuned. The Tice Auto Care Halftime Show coming up next. After this 90-second timeout, you're listening to ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Back to the Hershey High School football field. It is halftime. Time now for the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. St. Cecilia on top 7-0 here in this game, scoring on a late first half touchdown. Both teams having opportunities. Two turnovers against Hershey in the first half, one against St. Cecilia, but neither team able to take advantage of any of those turnovers until... Well, actually, neither were able to take care of the take advantage of the turnovers. But finally, a score came after a punt set up St. Cecilia at their own 35-yard line with 1:46 to go in the half. It was a one-play drive for the Blue Hawks, taking the ball 65 yards on the run. Tyler Wilner took it on a counter play to the right side, then cut it back up into the middle. Went off to the left side, and he won the race to the end zone, going untouched the whole distance of 65 yards. Grant Schmidt kicked the PAT just inside the left upright. And that is your scoring summary for the first half, 7-0. We figured we'd have a defensive struggle here this afternoon and into this evening, and that has been so far the case here in Hershey. Both teams running the ball well at times, but other than Wilnert's big, long 65-yard run, the longest run from scrimmage prior to that would have been Gage Marshall's 22-yarder on a third down and 29 play. So both teams have moved the ball a little bit. The defenses have bent, but with the exception of that one big play, they have not broken. So again, here at halftime, 7-0. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Hershey. We'll come back with more of the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. Tyson figuring up some of the first half stats. We'll take a look at those when we come back in 90 seconds on ESPN 1550 and on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furnace. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
We are back on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. 7-0, Hastings St. Cecilia on top of Hershey. And with first half stats, here is Tyson.
And no problem, Larry. Thank you very much. Once again, welcome to high school football here. We are live at Hershey at the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. High school football here on Platte River Radio, brought to you by your channel, Seed Dealer in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. And both teams offensively looking to grow their passing game maybe a little bit. We've only had five passing attempts total for both teams. Most of the work coming on the ground. Team totals here, first of all, for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, who lead this game 7-0. They have 13 carries for 108 yards, but once again, 67 of them coming on that scoring play by Tyler Wilnard late in the second quarter with under 2 minutes to play. That gave the Hawks the only score so far in the football game. For Hershey, 21 carries, 115 yards on the ground. For their quarterback, Logan Weir, he's 0-for-3 with one interception, and even one of those passing attempts ended up being a 10-yard penalty for the intentional grounding. So 0-for-3 on the day for Logan Weir. For Cannon Howell, he is 1-for-2, but his one pass completion was a screen pass to the outside that went for negative 2 yards. So once again, this game being bogged down in the ground, in the trenches, just like we thought, a low-scoring defensive struggle here. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks have the lead by the score of 7-0. Let's take a look at the Furniture Direct scoreboard here and take a look at some of the other action going on in Class C2. In particular, we want to focus on the western side of this bracket. We do have a score in from a game that has just kicked off about 23 minutes ago over in Battle Creek, one of those northeastern schools. They're playing Sutton, and Battle Creek has the lead by the score of 7-0. That game in the first quarter, Sutton Mustangs down to Battle Creek by the score of 7-0. Donovan Trumbull, they lead Crofton in the fourth quarter, shutting out Crofton so far. That's a road game for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They lead 22-0 on the top half of the Western bracket. And we still see that North Platte St. Pat's holds that 14-12 lead against Blue Hill. That game now into the third quarter. Once again, we are at halftime here. Hastings St. Cecilia has the lead by the score of 7-0. Let's go down and drop down here on the bottom side of this bracket. Once again, all those games on the western side can be heard on Platte River Radio. Coming up a little bit later tonight, Omaha Brownell Talbot will kick off against Centennial. Omaha Brownell Talbot, the one seed here, going up against the 8-seed Centennial. Takema Herman, they're the home team. They'll be kicking off here in just a little bit, in about 4 minutes, against Malcolm. Takema Herman, the home team, playing 4-seed Malcolm. Archbishop Bergen kicking off at 6:30 against Aquinas Catholic. Should be a good battle between those two northeastern schools. And then the bottom half of that football game will be Lutheran High Northeast playing Hardington Cedar Catholic. Once again, all of those 6:30 and 7 o'clock kickoffs, so evening games. And the Takema Herman Malcolm game should be kicking off here in just a matter of minutes. We are at halftime here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the 7-0 lead. Larry, you got the Platte River Radio games that are currently going on in the western side.
Yeah, and we were just talking about some of those games. Donovan Trumbull, as you mentioned, 20-0. And you know, that game at Crofton, you know, that's a long way to go. That kicked off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That, of course, on Classic Hits. 98-9, and that they were probably getting closer to the end of that game over on the Breeze, 94.5. It is North Platte, St. Pat's, and Blue Hill, and we expected that to be a very tight contest, and right now the Irish on top by a couple.
Yeah, and speaking of tight contests, really on this western side of the things, as we kind of got this bracket released, boy, I mean, what a tough, even second-round games we were looking at, teams that easily could have gone on. All eight of these teams playing today should and could have gone on to the quarterfinals. The west side of the C2 bracket, very tough. Donovan Trumbull, we saw them earlier on in the year when they played Hastings St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia, right in this battle, very similar game, low-scoring defensive football game that was done primarily on the ground. St. Cecilia gets caught late into a situation where they had a first and goal opportunity, and then a legal procedure call backs him up, and Donovan Trumbull was able to take advantage and end up winning that football game late in the fourth quarter. But St. Cecilia, as we mentioned, had the number one team in the state right now in Class C2 on the ropes. As far as North Platte, St. Pat's versus Blue Hill, another two teams that are very physical in nature, very similar style to what we are seeing this evening here in Hershey.
You know, and you're talking about Hastings area teams against North Platte area teams in both those matches. Of course, both of them out here in the west central part of the state here in Hershey, and then 11 miles over to the east over at North Platte St. Pat's High School football field. The other match in the west is Sutton and Battle Creek. That's a tough road game there for the Mustangs to have to make. Battle Creek, years ago, back in the 90s, back in the 80s, they had some rich tradition in high school football, and it fell off for a number of years. They were battling in C1 against Pierce and Norfolk Catholic. They're down in numbers a little bit, down in C2, and they're coming back again with that tradition. They've had a wonderful year at 9-0. And undefeated on the season, the number two seed in the West.
Yeah, and playing a Sutton team that for their own right has made up a lot of ground over in Class C2, really led by Cole Wiseman, their quarterback there. He's been able to do some special things and really kind of put Sutton football on the map. They have done, once again, as Class C2 runner-ups from last year. Remember, they were in the C2 title game, picking up a 7 seed this year in the C2 bracket. So certainly you can never put away a team that has an athlete like Wiseman on the football field.
Yeah, and he's a very good athlete. I watched that championship game a year ago. They just fell to a pretty good team in David City Aquinas. And, you know, Sutton, though, they're always going to have a good football team. They're going to bring the kids to the field. They're going to get up there. They're going to hit you hard. They're going to play tough all the way through.
Once again, you're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHS. The game that you just heard on 1230 KHS featured the C1 playoffs and the other Hastings area team, the Adams Central Patriots. And boy, they had a tough second round opponent in the Norfolk Catholic Knights. And from what we have heard and what we understand, Norfolk Catholic ends up running away with this football game by the score of 33-7. So that ends the Adams Central Patriots season with two losses on the year. They lost their season opener to a very tough Cozad Haymakers team, a team that picked up the one seed in the Class C1 side of things. And then for your second round opponent, you get matched up against the three-time C1 champion Norfolk Catholic Knights. So a tough way to end the Adams Central Patriots season. But once again, congratulations on another winning season for head coach Bill Carlin and the Adams Central Patriots.
Yeah, it sounded like Norfolk Catholic, excuse me, got their running game going, listening to Mike Will call that on 1230 KHS earlier this afternoon. And it sounded like they just really got their running game going from the very get-go of that game.
And Coach Beller, once again, picking up another win in his storied career over there at Norfolk Catholic. He's in the 300 club, along with one coach that we are watching this evening here on this football field, and that is Coach Carl Tesmer. Picked up his 300 win last season for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. So, as you mentioned, Ryan Smith been at this Hershey program since the 90s and has done some special things here with Hershey. They picked up their first two playoff wins last year in Class C2, beating the Blue Hill Bobcats, and then picking up another win in an undefeated season, being able to finally, I think, pick off North Platte St. Pat's. That was always winding down a district matchup, always a fun rivalry to watch, and Hershey was able to get the North Platte St. Pat's Irish on the last game this season, and here they are in the second round of the C2 playoffs, down by 7 against the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Yeah, their momentum has really carried from last year into this year, and doing very well heading into the playoffs. They're down here 7-0, but I'm sure Coach Ryan Smith is going to make some plans to try to get his team back into this game in the third quarter, fourth quarter. 7-0 is not a big lead. And, of course, Carl Tesmer, talking to his kids, he's pointing that out to them, too, and saying, don't lit up at all here in the second half.
Yeah, and that's going to be what we're going to see. Once again, the ground game has been the focus. If you are just tuning in here to us on 1230 KHS Radio, so far only 5 passing attempts between the two teams. Hershey 0 for 3 passing on the day with 1 interception. St. Cecilia 0 for 2, and Tyler Wilnard with the big play late in the second quarter, busting out on a counter play, counter trap, ends up with a 67-yard touchdown run. That's the only score of the ball game. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks lead the Hershey Panthers here from Hershey 7-0 as we wind down halftime. Let's take a quick break, a 60-second break. When we come back, we will get ready for the kickoff of the third quarter here from Hershey. Hastings, St. Cecilia 7, Hershey nothing. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive takes personal luxury a step further with the 2013 Cadillac SRX all-wheel drive luxury collection. Stock number 42680 is a stunning black raven with ebony interior, trailering equipment for those weekend adventures, and the beautiful 20-inch chrome bright finish wheels. Currently on sale, plus a $3,000 rebate to qualified buyers. Take a test drive today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
And welcome back to High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Once again, from Hershey for the second round of the C2 High School Football Playoffs as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks lead the Hershey Panthers by the score of 7-0. You've been listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here on ESPN 1550. And once again, high school football coverage on Platte River Radio brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Once again, Larry here broadcasting for Platte River Radio. We've got an array of games that already have happened, some currently going on right now, and even some more football later on the night.
Yeah, we haven't even touched upon the games that are coming up at 7 o'clock, and I think this one in C1 is going to be huge. Kearney Catholic at Boone Central Newman Grove. The Cardinals just really have been the team this year. They came up with the big win. They crushed Pierce, a good Pierce team. They were able to get the win over Norfolk Catholic, 28-22 earlier this year. Kearney Catholic was hoping to have a stronger year. They lost a lot of people from last year, but they just really kind of filled in with some good talent. They lost a couple of really tight contests late in the year, but I still think that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with when they go on up there to Albion in the contest. That game over on 1460 ESPN KXPN. And then also, 8-man football coming up tonight on the Breeze, 94.5. Giltner at Nebraska Lutheran. Nebraska Lutheran, that game will be in Waco. They are 9-0 on the season, but Giltner, despite that one loss way back at the first game of the season against the very good Bruning Davenport Shickley team, maybe not quite as strong as last year, but that is a very powerful team in the Hornets. And then Amherst might be the strongest team in the West. They go to Loomis tonight, and that game will be on Classic Hits 98.9.
Well, once again, you're listening to high school football here on ESPN 15 KICS Radio. Larry, turned out to be a pretty good evening as far as weather-wise was concerned. Boy, we had some miserable weather yesterday, but once again, we mentioned no wind blowing as the wind socks on the goalpost, they're absolutely standing still. The game time temperature hasn't changed any. The Precision Heating and Air game time temperature, I should say, is today's game time and temp is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air in Hastings. Is it time for you to upgrade to more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system? We'll talk to Tom at Precision Heating and Air in Hastings today to find out all your tax credits that you qualify for when you replace your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Once again, game time temperature was at 45 degrees. Again, only dropped about 2 degrees as we get ready to kick off the second half. 43 degrees and the calm winds from Hershey out in western Nebraska.
Of course, the sun has gone down, and we expect that temperature to start dropping here in the second half. Still, though, not near as cold as we thought it might be. I got a text from a guy I work with on a regular basis. He's up in Stewart at the north part of the state, and he says, wow, it is cold. We're outside. Well, we're outside, too. It is chilly, but it's not cold yet.
Yeah, and we are sitting out just outside the press box here for the call of the game. And as I arrived here at Hershey this afternoon, they were still clearing some snow off the field. We had about 4 inches of snow out here in Hershey, Nebraska, but they've got the field all cleared off, and it's looking pretty good under the lights. It was a little sloppy in midfield, and maybe some of that contributed to some of the early turnover problems, as really that's been the problem for both teams. As far as the inability to sustain drives, turnovers, and costly penalties have hurt both teams here in this first half.
So we get you ready for the third quarter. He's Tyson Efronik. I'm Larry Kotner. Back at the studio is Brad Beam. Good to have you along here on ESPN 1550 and on 1230 KHAS. 7-0. St. Cecilia on top of the Panthers of Hershey. Hershey will kick things off to start this third quarter, going right to left. The Blue Hawks will go left to right. Back deep to receive is Driscoll at about the 3-yard line. It'll be Mawson to do the honors for Hershey. Landon Mawson has it teed up at the 40-yard line, and we are underway with the third quarter. It's a short kick, be picked up by Cato at about the 17, up across the 20, left side 25, still on his feet, and he'll struggle up close to the 30-yard line, be pushed out of bounds. Leading the charge defensively was Kosmicki, and it'll be a first down and 10 for St. Cecilia. Now, there is a flag down at about the 31-32-yard line, so we'll see what that's about. It is a hold going to be called against the Blue Hawks, so that'll mark it back inside the 25, close to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, costly penalty there on that return. As we've seen so far today, Larry, field position has been an absolutely crucial part of this football game. And once again, St. Cecilia starting right about the 20-yard line. I'll call it the 21.
Yep, they'll put it right there. It'll be first down and 10 for St. Cecilia. The only score in this ball game, 65-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilnard. That came with a minute 46 to go in the first half. 7-0 our score. First offensive play of the second half for the Blue Hawks. Running the option, it'll be Howell. Howell keeps it himself, trying to find some running room. He'll take it up to about the 23, and a flag flies in again. This may be another hold, as three Panthers bring Howell down after a gain of about 3 on the play. Leading the way defensively, Justin Weir, Josh Margaret's also in there. And the penalty is going to be another hold against the Blue Hawks. And the penalty flag back at about the 18. So spot foul, that could take it all the way inside the 10. And penalties have been a factor in this game.
Yeah, and then this drive has gone absolutely the wrong way for the Blue Hawks from the kickoff to the very first play. That one looked like it just took a little bit too long to develop. I think the holding call is as Cannon Howell was just looking for a hole, trying to follow his blockers, and you just get the feeling that one developed a little bit too long as, once again, pressure forces Howell to the outside. And now we have a first and 20 from the 10-yard line.
So first down for St. Cecilia. Here's that formation we talked about earlier with the slapbacks look in, the give to the running back, Wilner. This time, Hershey was ready for it. It's a loss of a yard back to about the 9-yard line, leading the charge defensively, Lane Richardson. So to bring up second down and 21 for St. Cecilia.
Going back to that counter play that they had success on earlier in the year. And you know what St. Cecilia has done in the past from watching them in a few games so far this season. If they have some success with the play, you'll see Carl Tesmer from time to time bring that play back in, see if it'll maybe work again. That time unsuccessful as the defensive line gets Wilmer for a 2-yard loss.
Jake Cato wide out to the right side. And Hershey showing blitz and a little too strong with the blitzes crossing the neutral zone was Terrence Whiting. Flags fly, and this is going to be an offside penalty against the Panthers. So a 5-yard pickup on the penalty for St. Cecilia. Still, though, going to bring up second down in a long situation from the 14th, second and 16.
Four plays, three penalties. So far, not a good way for either coach to start off the second half. Once again, penalties playing a factor in this football game.
So second down and 16 for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Cato comes out to the right side. In the slot is Gus Clark. Dotting the I will be Avery Driscoll. Driscoll gives it And he'll dump up across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. Not much of a gain on the play in there defensively. Was Adam Steffes, also Lane Richardson. It's a gain of a couple, but brings up third down and 14 for St. Cecilia.
We'll see what St. Cecilia elects to do here. Once again, field position is an issue here. You don't like to drop back and risk an interception or risk a turnover when you're this far back in your own end zone.
Tino's going to come out wide to the right side. Clark in the slot. Long count. Running the option, it's Howell, deep pitch, back to the left side. Driscoll going to take it up across the original line of scrimmage at the 20 to about the 21, maybe the 22, but it's not going to be enough to move the chains. It'll bring up a fourth down situation for the Blue Hawks at their own 22-yard line. So the Panthers going to get pretty good field position out of this first drive.
Yeah, and as far as special teams are concerned, though, be careful here if you're Hershey. Remember a miscue earlier on the special teams return. So get this ball, get it in good field position. Make sure you secure it if you're Hershey. That's got to be the focus.
Chayton Crow is going to be the one back there waiting at his own 41. Gonzalez with a good boot. It'll die at about the 48 and picked up there by Crow, and he is hit immediately. No further action after running in to Tyler Wilnert. Also there defensively for St. Cecilia was Emil Gonzalez, a 240-pound junior. No return on the play, but Hershey with great field position. Ball between the 48 and 49 of the Panthers.
And you got to think this has got to be a big drive for Hershey after getting shut out in that first half to march down the field, maybe put one in the end zone, get right back into the football game. This would be huge as far as momentum is concerned in this low-scoring affair.
Chayton Crow out to the left side. Mossett in the slot. Back to pass. Weir wants to roll to the left, throw on the run. He's got his man. Margaret breaks the tackle. Will not break the second tackle as he'll go down at about the 43-yard line. Is that our first completion of the night?
That's the first completion for Weir for the night. He's now 1-for-4, and I think that is going to be, is that just short of the first down sticks?
Yeah, Wilner came up there and made the stop at the 43-yard line. Going to bring up a second down and short. They need to pick up about 2 yards here at the 43-yard line of the Blue Hawks.
Larry, I like the play call there from Hershey. So much focused on the run there in the first half. Their very first play offensive series here in the second half going to the air.
Showing trips to the right. They'll give it to Margaret's up the middle. He might have got about a yard, and that's it. As coming up there defensively and leading the way is Schmidt. That is, check that, Cody Zexer in there on the stop for St. Cecilia. It's a gain of a yard for Margaret's. And bring up third down and about a yard for the Hershey Panthers. The ball at the 42 of the Blue Hawks. 8:30 to go, third quarter, 7-0. St. Cecilia on a 65-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilnert. Third and short to give up the middle. Marshall got good running room, still on his feet, breaking tackles. He'll take it all the way inside the 25, down to the 24. The ball came out late, but the officials are going to say it was down. Marshall with a nice run of 18 yards down to the 24, and it's going to bring up first down and 10 for the Panthers. Deepest penetration we've seen from Hershey so far.
And that's one of the, you just got to credit to the offensive line. Third and one, everybody knows what's coming up. They're going to get the ball to their big boy Marshall to get that extra yard. Offensive line making a huge hole for Marshall and the ability to pick up 18 yards on the carry.
So coming out to the left side comes Crow. Mossett in the slot. They'll give it off. Last man through. That's Marshall. Reverses himself. Now cuts back inside the 20. Takes it on down to about the 17-yard line. So Gage Marshall, who was a little bit quiet in that first half, starting to heat up here in the third.
Yeah, Gage Marshall, he's showing the ability, and he's proving why he's an all-district back here. He's got the ability to power through the defensive line, but also has the ability to find those holes. He's got very good vision when he's running the football, and he's proven that with another 8-yard run, second and short here, inside the red zone.
They've actually got him down at about the 16. So second down and 2, trips to the left side. They'll give it to Margaret's. Margaret's inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown. Let's check and see. They'll mark him down. Well, wait a minute. They're going to say he was down on the goal line, just outside the goal line. It's a 15-yard run for Josh Margaret's, and they are about as close to the end zone as you can get.
First and goal here inside the KSIH red zone for the Hershey Panthers. And again, the offensive line has absolutely won this series for the Hershey Panthers, finding holes for their backs. An inch to go here for the touchdown.
Quarterback Weir gives it off to Margaret. He is stuffed right along the line of scrimmage. Spikes for second effort yardage and gets into the end zone. Good stand defensively by St. Cecilia, but they could not keep Margaret's out of the end zone. He puts the points on the board, and with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Hershey Panthers kick away from tying this game. It's 7-6.
Six plays. Remember the great field position that Hershey got to start this drive, and it was all because of that first play. Here's the extra point.
High snap. The kick by Mawson is no good. Good job by Crow to get that high snap, but the kick by Mawson looked like may have been tipped by one of the St. Cecilia players. So the PAT kick is no good. After the one-yard touchdown run by Josh Margaret, your score with 7 minutes to go in the third, St. Cecilia 7, Hershey 6, back after this 30-second timeout.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Hershey here for high school football second round playoff action. How huge was that last play? Alex Sheehy for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks may have got a hand on that extra point. It sails wide to the left, and we have a 7-6 football game here with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter instead of a tie ball game. That, considering what we've seen so far today, Larry, could play out huge.
Well, neither team scored much last week in their victories. 16 points for the Bluehawks, 13 for the Panthers, 7-6 our score. 7 minutes to go here in the third as Landon Mawson will kick it off from his own 40. It'll be taken by Driscoll at the 9, up across the 15. 20, still on his feet. 25, breaks the tackle. Now gets to the left side, across the 30. Cuts up in the middle, still on his feet. 35, trying to get the outside. 40, and dives ahead to the 45. Tripped up there by Mawson. A nice return by Avery Driscoll.
4, 5, 6 broken tackles for Avery Driscoll as he got initially hit there at the 25-yard line. Shaking and baking and breaking a few tackles. He's all the way up and gives the Hawks great field position to start their second drive here in the second half.
Tyson, if Mawson doesn't trip him up, he may go.
Yeah, he had a lot of green in front of him. Great ball vision there. Great ground vision, to find the lanes, find the holes.
Let's see how the Bluehawks answer that touchdown run of 1 yard by Margaret. So give it off to Driscoll off the left side. He's not tired yet. Lost the football. Let's see who's got it. Right at midfield. And it looks like maybe Driscoll fell back on it. They'll mark it back at the 50-yard line. So it's a gain of 5 on the play. But Driscoll able to recover his own fumble. That could have been huge.
Fortunate there for Avery Driscoll to fall on that football. And continue the Bluehawks' possession here as they move the ball up to midfield. And what do we have here? Timeout.
Timeout being taken by the official. Second down and 5. And it was just a quick timeout. Yep. Now they start the clock. 6:17 to go here in the third. 7-6 St. Cecilia. They've got the ball second down and 5 at midfield. Give to the outside. Wilner cuts back in. He's got the first down as he'll take it inside the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. Leading the defensive charge for Hershey was Justin Weir. It's a gain of 8 on the play, and it'll move the chains for the Bluehawks. First down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Good to have you along here on ESPN 1550 and on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Hershey 7-6. Second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. Howell look over the defense. He'll give it off to Wilner. Wilner trying to get to the outside, cuts it back inside at the 40, down to about the 36-yard line. Good run there, finally brought down defensively by Mason Amwig. 6 on the play. Second down, let's call it a long 4 at the 36-yard line of Hershey. 5:26 and counting here in the third quarter. Been a fast-moving game here this afternoon and now into the evening hours. Howell look over the defense. I formation in motion left to right is Clark. It'll be Howell to keep it. He'll dive ahead down to about the 35-yard line. Not much running room. Mostly east and west on the play. Gained about a yard. Finally brought down by Crow. Along in there defensively was Whiting.
Well, let's maybe highlight Tyler Wilnert a little bit here for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Remember, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks losing Patrick Herman to injury. He was that sort of that power fullback that St. Cecilia had relied upon heavily so far this year. Led the St. Cecilia Bluehawks with 13 touchdowns, was just 70 yards shy of having a 1,000-yard season. Tyler Wilnert's come in and had one heck of a game. He had that big touchdown run in the first half, and he's got two good runs here in the second half.
190-pound senior, big play here, third down. They'll give it to Driscoll. Not going to get the first down. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage. Whiting once again, and it's going to be no gain on the play for Avery Driscoll. It'll bring up fourth down and three for the Bluehawks at the 35-yard line of Hershey. Interesting call here for Coach Tesmer.
Well, he's got one of those. He's got one of those punters that he's tried to do some of those pooch kicks. We'll see if he, and I believe he will, try to elect to do another one here.
Bluehawks have the lead, 7-6, but the Panthers right now. You can feel the momentum switching a little bit in their favor. Snap's a good one at the 48. It'll be Gonzalez. Pooch punt. It'll hit at about the 10. Drop inside the 5 and be touched down there by Sheehy. They'll mark it at the 6-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 for Hershey at their own 6-yard line, trailing 7-6 with 3:44 remaining here in quarter number 3.
When you have a defensive battle like this, the emphasis on special teams is so much more heightened. So far, Gonzalez with two great punts. He had one that was down at the 10. He had one down at the 6 that has left Hershey with some less than desirable field position. Now they have to travel the ball 94 yards here.
Again, the winner of this will advance to the quarterfinals next week against either Sutton or Battle Creek. Give off the right side for 2, maybe 3 yards and a scrum as players from both sides trying to make the play as it'll be Gage Marshall for a gain of a couple. Avery Driscoll, first man to make the hit. Sheehy also in there, but really you could credit a good chunk of the Bluehawks in there defensively as we mentioned, a scrum between the linemen and the defensive linemen on that play. Second down and 8. Weir, a look over the defense from the 8-yard line. Give it to the last man through. Not much running room. Now breaking loose and getting out in the free is Marshall trying to break free. He is not going to be able to break free, but he picks up a good gain of 21. He took Avery Driscoll for a little bit of a ride. Driscoll, though, hung on and brought him down, but not until Gage Marshall picks up 21 yards on the play.
A touchdown-saving tackle there for Driscoll, but with a heart determination with 4 Bluehawks on his back, Gage Marshall carries him for a big first down for the Panthers.
Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 7-6 Bluehawks. Hershey, though, with the football at their own 29-yard line. Not much running room up the middle. And again, all the lines really having a battle up front. And carrying the ball that particular time, once again, is Gage Marshall. It's a gain of a couple on the play, and they're leading the way defensively that time was Dayton Seeley, 165-pound sophomore. It's a gain of a couple, second down and 8. The ball at the 31-yard line of Hershey. The ends are in tight. Maryland I formation, give to the second man through. Not exactly the cleanest handoff in the world. Mawson going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Might have even lost about a half yard to a yard as Mangers was in there defensively for the Bluehawks.
Once again, we talked a little bit about Gage Marshall in the second half that he's had with that big 21-yard run there that he had for the first down. That puts him at unofficially 121 yards on the game so far.
Third down and about 9, a short 9 to go. I formation rolling to the right. Weir wants the throw, being chased. Throws on the run. Got a man. That's Mawson. He's got the first down up across the 40 to about the 44. Mawson just went downfield. Stopped right in the middle of the field. Weir rolling out to the right. then looked back against the grain and found him wide open.
One of those plays that if you're a wide receiver, sometimes on routes like that, if you find a hole in the zone, just plant there. If you get some space, if you got space, and you're past the first down sticks, that's your best target for a quarterback.
Minute 26 to go here in the third. Hershey keeps their drive alive. They started this one on their own six-yard line. They opened up the third quarter with a 51-yard drive. Give to Margaret's, breaking tackles, but not the second and third times. As good job by the defense of St. Cecilia to get up there and make the stop. It was Sheehy on the stop. They'll give a gain forward progress up to the 44, 45-yard line. Second down, a long nine for the Panthers.
That's credit to the Blue Hawks linebacking core coming in there and making the stop. It appeared that as Mark Wirtz was going to break through that defensive line, and then linebackers make the stop for no gain here as we under a minute to play in the third quarter, 7-6 ball game, St. Cecilia leads.
Give on the delay to Marshall off the right side. Short running room, not going to get very much. Seeley again in there on the stop. Also, Jake Cadell in there on the stop as well. It's a gain of about a yard from Marshall up to the 46-and-a-half-yard line. Third down and 8 for the Panthers. Could be the final play of the third quarter as we're down to 11 seconds to go. Weir looks over the defense. Back the pass. Straight drop. Now rolls to the left. Being pressured by Schmidt. Gets a good block. Still on his feet. He'll take it up to midfield and then across midfield to about the 49-yard line. Seeley in there on the stop, also helping out Trevor Ernst, and that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. Three are in the books here at Hershey. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Come back in 60 seconds. Your score, 7-6, St. Cecilia leading the Panthers of Hershey. You're listening to ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
A bad snap back to Mawson, but he does the best he can, picks it up and gets off a high kick, picked up by Driscoll at the 20. He'll return it out past the 25 to about the 26, 27-yard line. That's where St. Cecilia will have a first down and 10 with a 7-6 lead as we go to the fourth quarter.
As we are in the fourth quarter, let's get a quick scoreboard update brought to us by our friends at Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers your door. And here on the C2 Western side of things, we see a final scoring for you. Donovan Trumbull has knocked off Crofton tonight to advance to the quarterfinals by the score of 26-0. At halftime, here's an interesting score, Larry. Sutton leads Battle Creek by the score of 8-7.
Movement by a number of St. Cecilia players. Looked like the entire backfield was just a little quick on that snap, and it's going to be a 5-yard mark off. Back inside the 25, down to the 22. So the Mustangs showing strong, and whoever wins that game between Battle Creek and Sutton will either have to go to St. Cecilia or would host Hershey in the quarterfinal round.
Once again, the score right now, 11:51 to play in the fourth quarter. In the fourth and final quarter, St. Cecilia leads by the score of 7-6. They have the football, first and 15 from the 23-yard line.
Quarterback, Cannon Howell. Bobbled it momentarily. He'll deep pitch back to the slot back. Gus Clark not going to go anywhere. Going to be dropped for a loss all the way back to about the 20-yard line, maybe even inside the 20. They'll mark it at about the 19-yard line. It's another loss. It's going to bring up second down and huge. Second down and 18 for St. Cecilia.
Wonder what would have happened had Cannon Howell may have got the snap a little bit cleaner. It was one of those jet sweep reverse plays, and had he got the snap sooner, maybe that play would have been able to develop for some more yardage for St. Cecilia.
Lone setback, that's Wilner. That's the play he scored on, but the last two times he's touched that, Tyson, he has not gotten very much. He'll get about a yard on that play as he is brought down defensively there. Big Davis kid up there up front. He is just a freshman, Jason Davis, leading the way for Hershey.
Hershey's defense has been absolutely impressive here in this second half. They have really just shut the Blue Hawks down. I've only got them for 25 total yards here in this second half. It's a third and another long situation here for St. Cecilia.
Ball at the 20-yard line. They need to take it up to about almost the 38-yard line for a first down. Rolling to the left, wanting to throw. Cannon Howe has got a man deep. He's going to go that way. Throws it up. It's a wobbly duck. Coming back to get it, though, is Kedal. He's got it to 41, inside the 20. Breaks a tackle. He'll take it to the end zone. Touchdown! The distance is 80 yards. A flag is down at the 41. We'll see who they call this interference on. If it's on Hershey, the points will count.
And curious to see here the ref's decision. Throws up a just a lob ball, and what a play by Kedow to come down with that football. But was there interference on the call, Larry?
They're going to call it on Hershey. Touchdown counts. Well, Kedow, he came back and really got himself in great position to go up and get that ball. Made the reception at the 41. Really, the two defenders almost just knocked each other off, and then he broke a tackle along the sideline at about the 20 and took it into the end zone.
Unbelievable play there for St. Cecilia. They dial up a long pass play. Cannon Howell throws it deep, and as you mentioned, two defenders, all three players went up for the ball at the same time. Kedow comes down with it.
Two huge plays have given St. Cecilia a 13-6 advantage with 10:16 remaining. And now a little more conversation here between the officials.
Are they determining how to mark maybe off the pass interference? Is it going to come up on the, I guess, how do you determine that? You decline the penalty.
Take the touchdown.
Okay. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I think they were having just a little discussion about making sure that it was against the defense.
Yep.
And that is the case. So now Grant Schmidt will try to attack on the PAT. Gus Clark, the holder, out at the 10-yard line. This would make it an 8-point game. The snap's a good one. It's down. The kick is no good. Boy, he just never got a hold of that one. So the PAT, no good by by Grant Schmidt. But on the 80-yard touchdown pass from Cannon Howell to Jake Cato, your score now, St. Cecilia 13, Hershey 6. Back for the final 10:16 after this on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. 10:16 to play here. St. Cecilia leads the Hershey Panthers by the score of 13-6, but a blocked extra point, Larry, makes this game a little bit more interesting. Could have been an 8-point game, and now just a 7-point game here in Hershey.
Yeah, this is going to make things a little more interesting here. Hershey just a touchdown down. They won their game last week 13-6. They trail here 13-6. Deep kick will be taken by Amweg, back at about the 5, up across the 10, 15, 20, 25, left side. He'll be dropped down at about that 25-yard marker, and that's where Hershey will have it, first down and 10. They have moved the ball better here in this second half. We'll see what they do here as they will be 75 yards away from the end zone with 10:09 to go. Gus Clark in there on the stop defensively for the Blue Hawks on that kickoff.
Once again, a great football match here, a game that we expected, a very low-scoring affair here between the St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Hershey Panthers. It's a 7-point game, 13-6. Seems like every possession has been a crucial one here for both teams.
Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. I formation back to pass as Weir rolling to the right, throws on the run. He's got his man through the hands of Mawson at about the 35, 36-yard line. He once again just went downfield, stood in the middle of the field. The throw back to him, that was a catchable pass. He just didn't come home with it. Bring up second down and 10 for Hershey at their own 25-yard line. Clock stops with 10:02 to go here in the ball game. Again, the winner will take on the winner of Sutton and Battle Creek. St. Cecilia holds on and wins. They will be at home regardless next week. Second down and 10. The give to the last man through. Marshall not going to go anywhere. Down there at the bottom of the pile, making the play for the Bluehawks, Cody Zexer, also Sam Young. Couple of big guys up front getting the job done for a yard loss. Back to the 24, third down and 11.
Bluehawk defense stepping up here big on this drive against the Hershey Panthers here. So far, once again, Hershey trying to go to the well again with that passing attack. They've been able to mix in a little bit more in the second half, as we've seen, but if Gage Marshall not getting anything on that last play.
Amweg wide out to the right side, back to throw. Weir, he's got Amweg out there, makes a great catch at the 37-yard line. Should be enough for the first down. Went up high, pretty good coverage by Cadell, but the pass thrown on the mark by Weir to Amweg, but there's also a flag down, and this one's coming back, holding against the Panthers.
And a crucial holding call at that, Larry. That would have been a first down for the Hershey Panthers. And you talk about a game that has been bogged down by some of these execution penalties, as I call them, things that you see normally early on in the season that you don't typically see from teams making the – but both teams, for that matter, have had their share of these holding calls and these plays that have just really stunted drives and been so far the con of both teams offensively.
Yeah, it's really come at crucial times for each team here in this ballgame. So it's going to bring up third down and about 23 to go for Hershey, deep in a hole at their own 12. Last time they faced this situation, they went with a run to Marshall, but Marshall will line up in the slot to the left, and this time the Panthers want to talk things over. So we'll do the same. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 9:07 to go in the ballgame. 13-6, St. Cecilia on top. You're listening to the C2 playoffs on 1550 ESPN and 1230 AM KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Welcome back to Hershey, Nebraska here for second round action of the Class C2 state playoffs. That timeout brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics. Do you find yourself taking a timeout by doing the things you love because of your pain in your neck, back, legs, hand, or feet? Well, your neighbor at Hastings Orthopedics provider commits to always providing you with the best orthopedic care. Hastings Orthopedic Care in Hastings. Once again, a Furniture Direct scoreboard update. We see a game now in the fourth quarter between North Platte, St. Pat's, and Blue Hill. The North Platte, St. Pat's Irish with a 10-point lead, 28-18. That game, once again, in the fourth quarter.
And the winner of that game, I believe, will be at Donovan Trumbull, yep, regardless. So third down and long, third and 22, rolling out to the right, wanting to throw is Weir. Weir looks downfield, throws long, going down to a field for Crow. A lot of contact, and a flag is down. Cato and Driscoll back there battling with Crow for that ball at the 48-49-yard line. And we'll see who they call this one on. It appears it may go against the Bluehawks.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Driscoll there for pass interference on the defensive side. Yep, and there we go. It is Skid is going to be on Avery Driscoll. One of those situations where if you're a defensive player, you're defensive back, you got to be looking and making sure that you're making a play at the football. He made more of made a play at the man instead there, and that's why they nab him for the 15-yard penalty.
It'll be a 15-yard penalty. It will not cover the 23 that were necessary, but coming with that is the automatic first down. So it'll be a first down and 10. Oh, no, they're showing repeat of third down. I thought this was a automatic first down in high school ball. But it'll be a 15-yard penalty and only bring up a third down and 8 for the Panthers. Well, it used to be an automatic first down. I know that.
I was right there with you.
So it'll be at the 27-yard line, third down and 8 for the Panthers at the 27. Don't see Coach Smith arguing it. So Mack the pass, rolling to the right. Weir looks downfield, being pressured, throws against the grain. Got a man almost intercepted at about the 47. Pass was intended for Amweg coming over and making the play. Zach Kitten to knock it down and almost picked it off at the 47.
Yeah, and, nice play there. Nice play there by Zach Kitten. A great job of reading the football. He was standing back there in that safety position, and as that ball was coming in, he makes a late break on the ball, plays it perfectly, knocks the ball down, and here we have a punting situation late in the football game.
8:51 remaining, 13-6, St. Cecilia. They're going to get the ball back. Bobbling the snap is Mawson being pressured. He does get it off. It was a lot of pressure there by St. Cecilia. Driscoll taking it at the 45, and he'll take it into Hershey territory at about the 46, but a flag is down back at about the 40-yard line. We'll see what this is all about.
We might get a block in the back here for St. Cecilia right there on that return, right off the as soon as he got the ball, I think.
Well, it just seems like, especially here in this second half, that anytime somebody makes a good play, there's a penalty that nullifies that play. Instead of getting the yardage, you're moving backwards.
Yeah, and it's been really costly in terms of what has been most precious in this football game, and that's the field position battle that these two teams have had. Big penalties have definitely been a factor, and there's another 15-yarder that'll march the Bullhawks back from near the midfield stripe to, I want to say, we're going to be going around the 45-yard line.
No, I think maybe back to the 30.
Back him up. Yeah, back him up to the 30. Okay.
Yeah.
My math skills.
10-yard penalty back to the 30-yard line. So St. Cecilia leading by a touchdown, 13-6. 8:40 remaining. They'll start their drive at their own 30-yard line. You know they'd like to have a long, sustained drive, punch it into the end zone, and get a security touchdown. I formation, the give to the last man through. That's Driscoll. Bounces off a tackle. He'll take it up to about the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. In there defensively for Hershey was Adam Steffes. He has been in a number of plays defensively for the Panthers here this afternoon and this evening.
And, Larry, we've reached the time of this game where you're really playing two battles as a head coach here. Yes, you're playing, and your ultimate goal at the drive is to put the ball into the end zone, but that clock now becomes a big factor as you start to, play the clock possession, time of possession battle game here.
Full house backfield to give up the middle. Driscoll, he's got some running room. He's got the first down all the way to midfield before he's drugged down by Margaret's. A good gain on the play of 18 yards. All the way to midfield, first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks.
Huge first down run in terms of field position there for Avery Driscoll. And this defensive line for Hershey, which has played so good in the second half, lets a big one go up the middle. Credit the St. Cecilia offensive line on that play.
Block can't run fast enough here for the Blue Hawk fans in this fourth quarter. Leading by 7 with 7:48 to go. First down and 10, new set of downs. The give to the last man through. That's Driscoll breaking tackles. He's got another good game. All the way inside the 40 down to the 39. He'll move the chains once again.
Boy, has his motor been churning here in this drive in the fourth quarter. An 18-yard run followed up by a 12-yard run. Surprisingly for a scat back like Driscoll, both straight up the gut, straight through the middle.
Number 53, Adam Steffes. We've been calling his number a whole bunch. He made the tackle, but Driscoll was able to shoot right through the hole and get a good gain of 11 yards, and they'll move the ball down to the 39-yard line. New set of downs with 7:36 and counting here in the fourth quarter, 13-6 Blue Hawks.
Steffes, the leading tackler for the Hershey Panthers so far in the season. They're going to lean heavily on him late in this fourth quarter.
Maryland High, they've been showing that a lot here in this fourth quarter. No gain. Wilner right up the middle. Good, tough defensive stop by Terrence Whiting. No gain, second down and 10 for the Blue Hawks at the 39 to the Panthers. Again, the winner of this will advance to the quarterfinals next Tuesday. And if it is St. Cecilia, they hold on, they would host either Sutton or Battle Creek. Hershey would go on the road against either of those teams. Out of the Maryland eye, the give to the last man through off the left side. Not much running room for Driscoll this time. As shooting across to make the tackle, Whiting, Adam Steffes again, and also Baylor Helmuth, the freshman, 6'2", 250-pounder in there. It's a game maybe of a half yard. Third down, let's call it a short nine, if there is such a thing, from the 38-and-a-half-yard line.
After a couple big runs from St. Cecilia, the drive has, as we've seen so far from both teams, really, Larry, stalling out once they get on their side of the 50.
Blue Hawks have all three of their timeouts. They just soon not use them. Hershey has two of their three. Movement along the line, no flags. The give to Driscoll, and he's not going to go anywhere. May have lost a yard, and again, Steffes down at the bottom of the pile, making the defensive stop. It's a loss of a yard and a half back to the 40. Going to bring up fourth down and 11 for the Blue Hawks. And a punting situation with 5:53 remaining.
Adam Steffes, a senior leader on this Hershey Panthers team, and he's playing a huge, huge fourth quarter when his team needs him most.
And Hershey is going to come up with at least one more opportunity. Gonzalez gets the snap at his own 47. Driving kick, trying to angle for the corner inside the 10. Through the fingers of Crow, he did not touch it. It goes out of bounds. In the end zone, and it'll be a touchback, first down and 10 for Hershey at their own 20-yard line. That could have been big there, as that almost went out inside the 5-yard line.
It seems like it had a mind of its own there as it was angling towards the pylon. It hit about the 3, took a Hershey bounce, and bounced back on the other side of the pylon and out of the back of the end zone for a touchback.
As we already touched upon, Hershey does have two timeouts remaining. They trail by 7, 5:31 remaining here in the ballgame. 13-6. It was 7-0 at halftime. Both teams have added 6 points here in the second half. We'll give it off to the last man through. That's Marshall. Not much running room. He's going to be stacked up at the line of scrimmage. May have even lost a yard as coming in defensively for St. Cecilia, leading the tackle that way. That's a particular time was Trevor Ernst. So, loss of about a half yard, maybe almost a full yard. Let's call it second and 11 from the 19 for the Panthers as we have now reached the five-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Winner advances. Loser goes home. Second round of the C2 state playoffs. Being rushed. It's Weir. Throws on the run, and it's intercepted, but they're going to call him down. What a break for Hershey as earlier today, Lance Schmidt had an interception in his hands and dropped it. This time he makes the reception on a pass of just getting rid of it by Weir. But they'll call him down. He had a knee down inside the 10 at the 9.
And, unfortunate break there for St. Cecilia. But, Larry, I think they made the right call. I thought he did get his knee down, and it is a credit a sack on the play. Great pass rush, by the way, coming right through the middle was number 22 there for the Hawks.
So it'll bring up third down and 21 for Hershey at their own 9-yard line. They have gone backwards on these first two plays. Back rolling to the right, Weir. Throws, got his man, Margaret's at the 15. Breaks a tackle, but not the second one, as Sheehy will bring him down at about the 17-yard line. It's a gain of 8 on the play, but it's going to bring up 4th and 13 for Hershey. With two timeouts, you would think they would probably kick the ball. He did get out of bounds, so that does stop the clock.
Yep. And that's it. They are going to kick the ball away to St. Cecilia here. Remember, they still have two timeouts left to use, and they'll hope to rely heavily on that defense, which has been so good this second half.
Mawson takes the snap at the goal line. The kick, a driving kick, hits at the 47, takes a good Hershey bounce, or a St. Cecilia bounce. Check that Hershey bounce. Yep. And then Cato's going to grab it and just down it at the 44-yard line. He had some running room, but decided instead of trying to run it and maybe losing the ball, they'll start their possession at the 44. They want to use some clock with 3:48 remaining. Panthers do have two timeouts.
Yeah, I think a smart play there for Cato, just to simply take a knee. You don't want to risk doing anything like, as you mentioned, turnovers that could be very costly here with under 4 minutes to play.
13-6 the score. Blue Hawks on top. They have never trailed in this game. Maryland I formation, deep pitch over to Driscoll. Driscoll trying to turn the corner. He'll get it up to about the 45. over there across the way, Chayton Crow making the stop. It's a gain of about, well, no gain on the play at all. They'll mark him down back at the 44. Clock will continue to tick with 3:28 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Second down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. They'll slowly come up to the line of scrimmage.
Every second crucial here as we get closer and closer to the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter.
Maryland I formation. Howell looks over the defense. He'll give it to the last man through, trying to get the outside. That's Driscoll. Driscoll just grabbing on the ball. It's knocked loose, but his forward progress had been stopped. Lane Richardson leading the way. It's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 43-yard line. And that's a very good call right there.
Another good call by the officials there. He was just being drugged backwards, drugged backwards 6 yards, and they're just grabbing at the ball. Great job by the referees to get in there and call that forward progress.
Ryan Smith going to use a timeout. He's got one left. 2:48 to go in the ball game. 13-6. St. Cecilia on top. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Once again, welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHS. 3rd and 11 here for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. A quick scoreboard update brought to you by our friends at Furniture Direct. North Platte St. Pat's moves on in the western side of things with a 28-18 win over Blue Hill. They will face Donovan Trumbull. I believe Donovan Trumbull will be the home football team in that matchup.
Yeah, they're the top seed in the west. They were on the road today. Big play here, 3rd down and 11. Deep pitch back to Driscoll. Driscoll, he'll try to stay in bounds. Not going to pick up much yardage. They'll get it up to about the 45, maybe the 46. They'll mark him at the 45. It's a gain of a yard or two. And bring up 4th down and 9 for the Blue Hawks. And the Panthers are going to use their final timeout with 2:40 remaining. So Hershey will get the ball back one more time. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at Hershey, the Panthers use their final timeout, trailing St. Cecilia 13-7. But, Tyson, they're going to get the ball back as it's a 4th down and 8 situation for the Blue Hawks.
We were just talking at the break, Larry, about this football game in particular. This has been one heck of a football game, and we were both talking. We love these defensive little chess matches that are going on, and 2:40 to play, no timeouts. Here's the punt.
Aaron Gonzalez with the boot. Driving kick will take Crow back to the 21, and he slipped. He had some running room, and there wasn't very many St. Cecilia players near him. But, again, we talked about the fact it was a little slick out there before the game, and now it's gotten colder, so it really hasn't gotten better, and Crow slips. He probably could have gained at least 5 or 10 more yards.
You wonder if it's starting to maybe freeze a little bit there on the grass, you know, considering, once again, 4 inches of snow over here, and he had a lot of running room on that right side, and he's really frustrated with himself here on the sideline.
So it's going to be 1st down and 10 at the 22, 23-yard line for Hershey. No timeouts. We're going to go to the pass. Rolls to the right, throws, goes in the flat. He's got his man. And getting out of bounds is Marshall up across the 25 at about the 26, 27-yard line. It's a gain on the play of about 4. Bring up 2nd down, a short 6 for the Panthers. They do stop the clock with the out-of-bounds pass play at 2:27 remaining here in the ballgame. You can hear the Hershey fans in the background. That's the side of the field that we're on, the west side here in Panther land. Rolling to the left, Weir looks downfield, stops. He cannot elude the tackle of Lance Schmidt. Schmidt brings him down for a loss inside the 20, back to the 19. Third down and a bunch for the Panthers.
A big play there by Lance Schmidt getting to Weir. Weir's back up the line here, 2:05 to play.
Weir has triplets out to the right. Left side is Amwig. Back to pass. Weir going long. Throwing it up for Amwig. It's possibly intercepted. It will be at the 45-yard line. Back there to get it is Zach Kitten, as he was the one downfield able to get to that interception and bring it in. And St. Cecilia, up by a touchdown, will have the ball. His momentum carried him back to the 42 and be first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks at that point, and no timeouts left for the Panthers.
Credit Zach Kitten for making two good plays in the second half in that secondary position. Remember back to the last drive that Hershey had. They were trying a pass over the middle. A ball played perfectly by Kitten to come in and read the play here. As St. Cecilia comes up to the line again, that pick, though, crucial there for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks with no timeouts for Hershey.
First down and 10. Maryland I formation to give the last man through. That is Driscoll, and Driscoll takes the ball, dives ahead to the 45. Will pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. Second down and a long 7. Clock running with a minute 35 to go. Again, Hershey out of timeouts. You got to be impressed with the way St. Cecilia's defense picked things up after giving up a 51-yard touchdown drive on the first offensive possession of the second half by the Panthers.
Yeah, again, and we've seen that from the Blue Hawk defense, as we mentioned right at the beginning, that bend-don't-break mentality that the Blue Hawk defense has shown so far this season. Another great defensive performance here by the Blue Hawks tonight.
Give to Driscoll. Driscoll, he's got pretty close to first-down yardage at the 49-yard line as the clock now ticks down to 1 minute to go here in the contest. And I think St. Cecilia might be able to just take a knee and get the run out the clock. It's going to be pretty close. They're going to come up to the line of scrimmage. They get the first down, it's all over.
Yep.
It's third down and 1 at the 49 of Hershey. Clock at 37 seconds to go. Back judge hadn't even started. Now he does. So I'll have to run the play in the next 5 seconds. And an offside trying to blitz through was Landon Mawson. That's going to be a 5-yard mark off. That's going to give St. Cecilia the first down, and they're going to be able to take a knee and win this ball game.
But, Larry, what an unbelievable game. Credit both sides for a great football game. We knew this game was going to be probably a one-possession game. St. Cecilia Blue Hawks coming in here on the road to pick up this 13-6 win against the Hershey Panthers. But still, this only loss on the Hershey Panthers season, undefeated season, got past their rival North Platte St. Pat's, picked up a district championship. Another impressive performance from Ryan Smith and his Hershey Panthers. They gave the Blue Hawks quite a run today.
Cannon Howell, all he has to do is take a knee. He does. Panthers come through. Touch him down back at about the 48. St. Cecilia will not have to run another play. What a battle here this afternoon. Two very good football teams. The Hershey Panthers losing for the first time this year. But the number 6 seed in the West, the number 5 rated team in the state, Hastings St. Cecilia, moves on to the quarterfinals with a 13-6 victory over the Hershey Panthers. They improved their record to 8-2. Tyson, it was a very hard-fought game. Played not well at times, but played very tough all throughout the evening by both teams.
A great physical contest here that we saw in Hershey tonight. Once again, two teams with two great rushing attacks and two great defenses, and mind you, meeting on the same field. We knew we were going to be in for a battle, and that certainly proved true here tonight in Hershey. Once again, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks picking up a win by the score of 13-6. We'll come back with a recap right here on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS Radio.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble, and that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you. Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio and on 1230 KHAS. Tyson Ivronik with you, our play-by-play man, Larry Kottner alongside as well. Once again, a 13-6 final score. Hastings St. Cecilia going to advance to the quarterfinals. They'll play the winner of Battle Creek and Sutton, and Battle Creek has came back on top after trailing at halftime by the score of 8-6. They've came back, and now they lead the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 14-8 in the third quarter. Once again, it's this time of year, Larry. Every game seems it's going to be just a great, fantastic finish all the way through. This is, and it was defined tonight, playoff football.
I'll tell you what, I'm not sure that there's a class that is probably more even than Class C2 of the six NSAA high school classes with their playoffs. There is a number of teams in both the West and East that could end up in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium for the state championship, and I wouldn't be surprised by seeing any of them.
Yeah, and once again, St. Cecilia here picking up that win, 13-6. Donovan Trumbull has advanced into the Class C2 side on the western half of the bracket. They'll play North Platte St. Pat's, a team that that Hershey beat earlier on in the season in their district championship game. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up the win here as the fans showing some appreciation here for their Hershey Panthers.
Yeah, a lot of seniors on this team, and the Panthers coming over and showing appreciation to their fans. Tough thing for the kids to do, but the fans staying here and applauding the kids' effort, and that's really good to see. We also see the St. Cecilia fans down in the south end zone congratulating their kids as well as they move on to the semifinals, the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you mentioned St. Pat's and Donovan Trumbull meeting up. They met up last year. Yep. In the quarterfinals in a matchup, I believe, that the Cardinals won 35-6.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be another great rematch here. North Platte St. Pat's, they have had some struggles maybe this year a little bit. Not maybe quite that elite North Platte St. Pat's team that we're used to seeing, but certainly whenever you put teams, and look at them, I mean, just look at the bracket here, and you put teams like North Platte St. Pat's, Hastings St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, recently what we've seen from Hershey, teams like Sutton and Battle Creek, you know, storied programs, they know what to do in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Irish, their only loss this year, yep, was to this Hershey Panther team, and that's also a great rivalry. So, you know they're going to have a quality team when they play Donovan Trumbull next week. And, of course, then St. Cecilia going to await the winner of either Sutton or Battle Creek. And I don't care who that is. It's going to be a tough matchup, but it will be in Hastings.
Yeah, and that's, for the Blue Hawks, great to get back to Duncan Field to have another playoff game. The Blue Hawks have such a history over there at Duncan Field, and it always seems to be a great playoff atmosphere. So we'll await that result here. Once again, Battle Creek leading Sutton by the score of 14-8. Once again, Tyson Ivronik with you, Larry Kottner as well. We've just seen a whale of a ball game, Larry. Let's break down the scoring.
Okay, let's take a look at the scoring summary. Only one touchdown in the first half, and that came late in the half with 1:46 remaining. It was a 65-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilnard. The PAT kick by Grant Schmidt made it 7-0. And the Blue Hawks had the lead. That's the way we went into the locker room. Early in the third quarter, first possession for the Hershey Panthers. They moved the ball 51 yards. Margaret's actually set himself up with a nice 15-yard run from the 16 down to the 1. He took it in on the next play. The PAT kick was blocked, and the score was 7-6. That was with 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. We stayed that way until the early part of the fourth quarter. a big third down and long situation. Third and 18 for the Blue Hawks at their own 20-yard line. And quarterback Cannon Howell just put it up for grabs. And Jake Cadell really did a great job of coming back to the ball, caught it at the 41 of Hershey. The Panther defenders actually interfered and ran into each other. Cadell was able to break a tackle at about the 20-yard line and take it into the end zone. 80-yard pass play from Howell to Cadell. The PAT kick was no good, and 13-6 was the score. We stayed that way. Neither team really threatened in the final minutes of the final 10-16. Matter of fact, the defense for the Blue Hawks really stepped up. They did not allow Hershey to get past their own 30-yard line.
Well, and it was something that they were worried about. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, were worried about before the kickoff was the big play. We were kind of sitting here waiting for the big play, and they never really – they had some long, sustained drives, but never really had that, like, that 80-yard touchdown that we saw from St. Cecilia. The big play was the difference in this football game, Larry.
Yeah, and it was the Blue Hawks that got the big plays. A 65-yard touchdown run by Wilnard, and then the 80-yard touchdown pass from Howell to Cadell. And, you know, really, as you mentioned, that was the difference in this game. Also, we did have some turnovers early in the game, but really it wasn't a factor in the second half. There were some key penalties throughout the match for both teams that really nullified some nice plays.
And certainly some penalties that, for at least on the St. Cecilia side of things, as they get ready to hit the bus and make the long road trip back home, you know that they're going to focus on those in practice, because again, those are execution penalties that just drive a coach absolutely nuts. And for both teams really to sustain any kind of field position in this football game, those penalties were such a so hurtful, because every time it seemed like they got on their side of the 50, when they got some sustained drives, they would back them up because of the execution penalties. So they played a factor in this game as well.
Tyson, that bus is always warmer when you win.
That's going to be a nice road trip for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, as they have to make the little over 3-hour jaunt back to the Hastings area. But once again, Hastings St. Cecilia picking up the win here against the Hershey Panthers by the score of 13-6. Well, stay tuned. We've got the post-game activities here for you on ESPN 1550 KICS and 1230 KHS. We've got your player of the game, followed by the coach's post-game show. Keep it tuned here to Platte River Radio.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show. It's all coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings. To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And time now for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
And welcome back to Hershey, Nebraska, here as the fans are starting to clear out. The players making their way back towards the bus, and the coach is getting set for the coach's post-game show here. But it is time for our player of the game. Let's go over a list of candidates, Larry, as there was a number of deserving candidates here for St. Cecilia tonight. Once again, leading rusher tonight and carrying that touchdown was Tyler Wilnard. He finished with 83 yards on 15 carries, unofficially 83 yards. We're using my math, of course, but had that big touchdown run there in the first half. Cannon Howell with his long touchdown pass there. Late in the football game, finished with 78 yards passing on only four attempts. And then Jake Cadell with him hauling that one in, breaking the tackles and getting away down the sideline for the score. And then, of course, you can, Kitten in the secondary making two big plays late in that fourth quarter, knocking a pass away to bring up a fourth down, and then getting that pick late in the ballgame to seal the deal there for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Those are our four candidates. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
And we'll go ahead and give our player of the game to Tyler Wilner tonight here for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, coming in, filling in nicely with the absence of Patrick Herman here tonight for the Bluehawks, and get once again getting 83 yards on 15 carries, unofficially 83 yards on 15 carries, and of course that big 65-yard touchdown run to end the first half. So Tyler Wilner, our player of the game here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Stay tuned, we've got the coach up next. It's high school football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466 for more information on your vaccination program.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hershey, Nebraska here. It's high school football coverage on ESPN 1550 KICS. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks picking up a 13-6 win against the Hershey Panthers in what was a whale of a football game that we had here in just the second round of the Class C2 state playoffs. I'm Tyson Ivoronic once again for the Coach's Postgame Show. Joining us, the defensive coordinator of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Randy Ahrens, joining us for some postgame commentary. And Coach, first of all, an incredible football game played here tonight.
That's what everybody's telling me, but it's one of those things when you're sitting on the sidelines that is so tense and pressure-packed that you know that at any play that they may break it and may tie it up on us. And so it was one of those things. I appreciate that. I appreciate our fans telling us that. And I was like, really? Really? Was it a great game? And it had to be. You saw two teams out there that was physically, a physically challenging game. You still see the Hershey players out here on the field. Yeah. You know, with them ending their careers and so forth, and you know, our kids moving on. So it's one of those things that, you know, the great thing about high school football, that people, if they haven't been involved in the team sport or high school athletics, they really don't understand the finality of things and the pressure these kids put on themselves. And so, yes, it was a great game, and we have an opportunity to move on and play at Duncan Field again next week.
Coach, a defensive battle that we kind of knew going in that this game was going to focus a lot on the ground game, focus a lot on the defensive side of things, and your defense again stepped up huge tonight.
Yes, and that, again, that just gives so much credit to the kids. You know, there are different times that I might get lucky and call one play where we surprise them, whatever. But more so than anything, it's a credit to the kids because they really buy into what we're doing. They've bought into the program. They've built themselves over the course of Coach Desmond's 23rd year at St. Cecilia. And so, you know, I was looking at some things when we played Hershey last time in 2006, and I told him a good thing that we've been able to do well because we've kept some things quite a bit the same terminology, same schemes. You know, we'll tweak things here and there. And so the kids, they brought into it, they buy into it, and look with the results, and then they can feel great about this and not have to hang their heads at any point.
Coach, the game really swinged here offensively for you guys on two really big offensive plays, the 65-yard touchdown run towards the end of the first half, and then in a third and a long situation when you were backed up, backs to the wall against your own end zone there, the pass by Cannon Howell to Kadow, what a great play. And so two big plays really completely shifted the momentum and shifted the tide of this game.
Yeah, and that's something that we've seen 3 weeks in a row now from Tyler Wilner. And somebody said, hey, I keep saying somebody because I can't name names, I'll forget about him, but somebody told me they thought the defensive back had the angle on Tyler, but boom, he was gone, you know. And so that's something that, you know, we have great advantage with our fullback. And then Jake Cato, he went up and got the pass, and I told Jake, I said, great job. See what happens when you go and get it and what happens. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Jake makes those catches in practice. He's a, you know, natural at that position. And so he was able to come through with us, through for us when we needed it. And Cannon got the pass off, and I don't want to take our offensive line away, but you got to have time to throw an 80-yard pass.
Coach, talking just a little bit, let's go back to the fourth quarter. There's just over 2 minutes left to play. There's no timeouts left for Hershey. You know, backs up against the wall again. The defense with just a big stop there. With the interception. Open-ended question.
No, it was yes, it was. And that's just, you know, we knew, and I mean, well, we didn't know, but I'm thinking to myself, man, if we can just put pressure on them and make a dink it down the field on us, because they were out of timeouts, that we couldn't give up the big play. You know, we got heat on the play before that, I think. You know, with, you know, potential, we got the sack, potential interception, and then it was 3rd and 21 or whatever. So, you know, they had to go deep, and Zach Kitten, he's a big guy out there, and, you know, he played that perfectly and was able to, you know, corral it in for the interception and, you know, seal the win for us. And so, and at this point in the season, a win is a win and you move on, but what an exciting win and a great win. And Coach Tesmer said one of the best in the huddle tonight.
As far as what we are concerned with moving forward here, kind of what's the game plan? How long do you give the boys an opportunity to really feel good and kind of soak this one in? Because it was, as we mentioned, an incredibly tense football game. How long do you give these guys to soak it in? And then how long do you start preparing for your next opponent, whether that be Battle Creek or Sutton?
Well, they'll probably have 3 hours, because once we get back, they got to think about going to school tomorrow morning. And so it's one of those things that it's short-lived. In a turnaround like this, when you have 6 days, you know, the excitement's short-lived. It's something that we can build on and give our kids some confidence. But we always take the day off after the game, and so we won't practice with our kids tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have some film exchange. Maybe the kids will watch films. But, you know, you still have to give kids breaks to get their legs back, to mentally refresh them, and to give them an opportunity to, you know, just step away from it. So when we get back into it, we know we got 4 straight days to get ready for the game you know, next Tuesday night.
As far as you mentioned, Coach Tesmer calling this one of the best wins, one of the bigger wins for St. Cecilia, what made it one of the bigger wins?
I just think from what you saw out here on the field, we knew Hershey was loaded. I mean, and if you look at their roster going down the line, they, you know, 265, 295, the 205, 225, Coach Tesmer at one point said, God, that guy's kind of small in the line of scrimmage. I said, Coach, he weighs 205. The guy next to him is 265. And so, you know, it's one of those things that we just it was a big win for us this year. We've played some great teams. Our schedule's proving it, you know, with the teams that are still left with, you know, Sutton down from Blue Hill, Southern Valley made the playoffs. You know, so our schedule has prepared us for something like this. And you hope that it isn't always necessarily a grind, but the teams that can grind it out are the teams that might have a chance to do something special at the end.
As far as we mentioned the two big plays for St. Cecilia, we'll let you go. Just a few more quick questions here with you. You mentioned the two big plays for St. Cecilia. As far as when I was talking with Coach in the pregame show, he mentioned limiting the big play. He didn't want to see the Panthers be making a big play. And really, you know, maybe some sustained drives, but they were able to, and I use this analogy a lot, bend it, don't break, didn't really give up a big play.
No, we didn't, and that was something that we just made a few minor adjustments going throughout the game, and that's the catchphrase. Everybody says they don't make adjustments, they don't make it. Everybody wants adjustments, but I guess not necessarily adjustments, but we kind of did some things differently on the line of scrimmage defensively, and then we felt that we had, you know, had a good eye on what the running back was doing, you know, and, you know, it's just one of those things, regardless of what you do, it comes down to effort, and our kids gave a great effort. If we're not there throughout the game, you know, putting our heart and soul in the game, it might have been a different result. And so it's one of the things, the kids have done a great job. And then, you know, we didn't play very many kids, but those guys that are on the sidelines, they're there every day at practice giving our guys a look and preparing us just like they're going to be in a game. And I think that helps us in a game like this because we have good kids in practice to go against.
All right, Coach. Well, I see that they've started the bus, and I certainly don't want them to take that bus off without you. So I know you got a long road trip home, and we look forward to seeing you when you get back to town. But once again, congratulations. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks picking up a 13-6 victory here against the Hershey Panthers. Final thoughts on the game?
I got the keys. So it's one for the van anyway. Final thoughts is, as you sit up here and look, you know, what a great night for high school athletics. It's one of those things that, you know, the kids will remember this regardless of what has happened previously to what may happen next week. They're going to remember that, you know, we're at a great facility. We're being hosted by a great school, you know, great fan support here at Hershey. These people have been very nice to us. You know, they're going to remember that. And then you come out here and look at this field, and it's just what a great atmosphere. And that's what high school athletics is all about. It's for the kids, by the kids, and about the kids. And our kids really showed up tonight.
Well, certainly an exciting win, getting past Hershey Panthers here once again by the score of 13-6. But exciting on a whole another level. You get to turn the lights on at Duncan Field one more time. It's going to be a great atmosphere there for whoever wins this Battle Creek Sutton match. Still 14-8 in the fourth quarter. Certainly keep it here for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the broadcast, but we're going to be looking forward to seeing who picks up that win. Certainly going to be a great atmosphere at Duncan Field, whoever you bring in.
Yes, it is and always is. And, you know, and again, this field looks great, but I tell you what, the city of Hastings does an outstanding job, you know, getting Duncan Field ready throughout the season. And so you'll be able to see the green grass, smell the popcorn. Have a great high school atmosphere again next week.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. Good luck to you as you get set to go into the quarterfinals.
Thank you, and thanks for coming out again. Thanks for all your support.
St. Cecilia Bluehawks once again picking up a 13-6 victory here against the Hershey Panthers in the second round of the Class C2 state football playoffs. Well, that'll wrap up the Coach's postgame show. When we come back after the break, we'll wrap things up here from Hershey. Final thoughts coming up next on ESPN 1550 KICS and 1230 KHAS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Once again, a great night of high school football here on ESPN 1550 as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks picked up a win against the Hershey Panthers. More final scores to come as you can join Merritt Lawson and maybe myself, depending on how the travel arrangements go, depending on how quick we can get back on the interstate, but maybe join Merritt down in Kearney for a CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show to get you all the final scores, get you all caught up on the action. Once again, Hastings St. Cecilia awaiting the winner of a Battle Creek and Sutton. And once again, rejoining me on the broadcast, our play-by-play tonight, Larry Kottner on the broadcast. Larry, appreciate you coming down and calling this game. And boy, what an exciting game we got to call.
I'll tell you what, it was a great match here tonight. It was fun for me, as I was telling Coach Aarons there just momentarily or moments ago, that it was a real joy for me to come over, watch quality teams play, and put on a pretty good show like this here tonight. And St. Cecilia getting the win 13-6. And so fans back at Hastings need to gather around Duncan Field next Tuesday night.
Yeah, and once again, that game will announce our broadcast plans, likely to be on 1230 KHS for a Tuesday night contest, but we'll get those broadcast plans all finalized as some of these games go final. Well, that'll just about wrap things up here from Hershey tonight. Once again, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks picking up a 13-6 win. For our play-by-play voice, Larry Kottner. For our producers back at the ranch, John Dibbern and Brad Beam. For our sports director, Mike Will. This is Tyson Evronik wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hershey.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.